about.
If you encounter this scenario, simply execute the following maneuver.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and I'm here to tell you about making the right choice when it comes to your evening's entertainment. There's only one surefire way to get real moments worth paying for, and let me tell you from bitter personal experience, it doesn't involve succumbing to the temptation of smelly pirate hookers. You need the real thing.
We'll take you where you need to go. Climb aboard the party bus and join the party.
And now.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Our feature presentation.
I got to tell you, I saw the Smelly Pirate Hookers last night at the Troubadour.
Did you? How were they?
They're good.
They brought it.
They put on a great show.
Yeah, they've got a reputation for that.
Hey, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, the 7th of November. What's happening?
It's a new Kevin and Bean show. You haven't shared with us any stories of being pulled over by the police lately, Kevin. What's going on with that? Are you slowing down?
I cannot afford to be pulled over again. So I am Mr. By the Book.
Bad wow. things happen to your driver license and your car if you're pulled over again.
It's not going to go well for me.
I see.
Man. So then I decided to go, you know, the speed limit, make sure I don't get caught, make sure I don't pull over, use my signal, everything else. I'm not going to get caught for like another year. Okay, so you go on the 405 North up by the Sepulveda Pass, and it says work zone, 55 miles an hour, strictly enforced. And everybody's going 75.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go like 60, and I'm just like the old person in the right lane. And everybody, get out of the way. And I want to yell, I can't get another ticket.
For a while there, Kevin would get pulled over, and they would just type his first name into their computer, and the autocomplete would fill out the whole ticket. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because there's a story going around out of New Mexico reported by KOB television there. If you guys haven't heard about the world's worst traffic stop, Kevin, you're going to be grateful for all the traffic stops you've had when you hear what happened to this guy. He gets pulled over for failing to make a full stop at a stop sign. All right.
Okay.
A drug sniffing dog was it was a canine officer. He had a drug sniffing dog with him in the car who indicated the possible odor of drugs in the car.
Okay.
Police searched the car, couldn't find any, but the police officer believed that the man, David Eckert, was, quote, clenching his buttocks when he got out of the car.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
So the police officer said, my dog is telling me there's drugs. This guy looks like he's hiding something. I'm going to take this guy to the nearby hospital and check it out. All right, so this is going to – already it's bad because now they're taking him away from the scene of where they pulled him over. They're taking him to a hospital. At the hospital, the man's abdominal area is x-rayed. They don't see anything. Then they perform an exam of his anus with their fingers like they do, a digital exam. No narcotics are found. Then doctors perform a second exam at the police officer's request of the man's anus with his fingers. No narcotics are found. Then doctors gave the man an enema.
What?
Now, how much is the police officer relying on his dog at this point? And is he so far in that he has to find something, or he looks like he's way overreacted on a guy who ran a stop sign, right?
Yo, but they made for that!
What is happening? How
they
would he...
give...
Who's
right?
They? Did the officer on the scene do it, or they took him in, or...
Yeah, they took him to the hospital. The officer on the scene took him to the hospital, right?
Wow.
So the man is forced to poop right there in front of the doctors and the police officers. They search the results. No narcotics are found.
That's a rough arrest.
That's what I'm saying. Then they...
No.
They insert a second enema.
Nope.
What's left after the first enema? Well, they certainly didn't find anything.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Then they x-rayed him again. Still no narcotics are found. Then, are you ready?
They didn't do it a third time.
No, they didn't. Thank God. Oh, wait. They performed a colonoscopy on the man.
Yay!
Why
with a
they...
scope and a camera inserted into his butt, his colon, his large intestines. What do you think they found?
I'm going to go with nothing.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. So throughout the entire ordeal, the driver protested along the way, never gave any permission or consent for any of these medical procedures, but the doctors did him anyway. I assume he's suing everyone in the whole world,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
You and me included.
And should, right, for talking about it.
Right.
And should. Best part of the report, by the way, is this closing line from the television station that reported it. The Gila Regional Medical Center billed Eckert for those procedures and is even threatening to take him to collections if he doesn't pay.
He has to pay for that?
No, no, no.
Lisa this says is, no.
No.
This is all kinds of no, right?
Yes.
There could be more no.
This is every kind of no there is. Times,
wow.
Times more no.
Like that guy must have just been panicking like we've got to find something. We're way too far in, so to speak.
Right. Right, exactly. Now, I was hoping there'd be a happy ending, like, but no drugs, but we found a tumor, you know, or something. Like, somehow this ends up being good news for the guy because it saves his life because he didn't know he was sick or something, but there's none of that. I feel like there's much more to be unveiled on this story. Like, why was this police officer so convinced? I mean, the dog could have been wrong, or there could have been remnants of drugs in the car that he couldn't find. I mean, there's a lot of explanations as to why the dog would get a false positive. But why would he, after the first digital exam, why would he take it further?
The guy must have been totally sketchy. Don't you think? Like, he must have been so sketchy that the cop was just going, look, you're hiding something.
Maybe. And it also doesn't say anywhere in this article whether, who knows, maybe the guy had a long record of drug arrests, too. You know, we don't know anything about
right.
this guy.
Right. Maybe he's hidden them there before or whatever.
Right. Exactly. I just know that whatever traffic stops are in your future and mine, Kevin, we're going to be grateful that we weren't running a stop sign in New Mexico.
No kidding. Just for running a stop sign.
Dude.
Right.
That is,
right?
They mean business. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't know. That goes against my grain a little bit. Mm.
Sorry. Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage.
It's just so rad. I love it.
Good. I'd like to see the turnaround. Dr. Drew on the program today.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cool people haven't stormed the gates and taken us off the air.
That's a good point. The Toronto mayor, I don't know if you've been following this or not.
But a little bit.
Toronto mayor is talking about how he's not positive if he smoked crack or not in his life, probably, but he was too drunk to know. And that's my kind of politician right there.
I bet the chick still doesn't shave her underarms.
I don't know what that means. Vince Vaughn will be on the program today talking about delivery men.
So here we go.
Right. Matthew Berry talking about fantasy football.
The station is rigged.
I don't understand that. Jesse James will be here.
Yeah. Music for NAMBLA. Think about it.
I don't. And we've got tickets for the Hunger Games.
It's not easy to scream inside of a bottle.
That's true. I've noticed that as well. It's an advanced screening tickets for the Hunger Games Catching Fire. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a look at the showbiz beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Huge day at K-Rock here today, having nothing to do with our show like usual. 11:45, Red Bull Sound Space, Blink 182 going to be performing live.
All right.
How about that? They're fun, right?
Mm-hmm. They're a great time, and it's a small place, and it's always a good time over there, so can't wait.
And if you like Blink 182 like we do, you might want to tune in at 11:45 this morning and watch the show for free at krock.com. Hi, Ralph Garman. What's going on?
Well, stuff is.
Kind of stuff.
We finally have a release statement from the star-crossed lovers Doug Hutchinson and Courtney Stodden.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, as sadly, as we expected, they are confirming that they are splitting up, going their separate ways.
Assholes!
After 2 years of wedded bliss. Wow, I had no idea they put 2 years
into it. Well, they did give it a good run.
Jeez, how do you move on after spending 2 whole years with someone? It's got to be
I think
major
a girl,
change in your lifestyle.
A girl grows up a lot, changes a lot between the ages of 16 and 18, Ralph.
You think so?
Maybe. Or
the statement says that Courtney married at a young age.
Really?
Really. Well, there's no way to control that. I mean, everyone knows it's the law. You have to get married at 16. And those people said, maybe you should wait a little bit until you grow up a little bit. And they said, no, our love is eternal. Our love is forever. We're here to show that love is ageless. It doesn't matter that he's 50 and I'm 16.
They use the words eternal, ageless, love, all of that.
Love, 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 love.
Well, look what the whore cat dragged in.
And by the way, some of the people who weren't trying to talk them out of it were her parents, who said, yeah, go ahead with our blessing.
We'll sign off. Courtney is now interested in exploring life as an unmarried single young adult.
Huh.
She has a desire to live her life and date other people, but this has caused no bad blood between her and Doug, who supports her 100%.
Sure.
And will still manage her career.
What?
Creepy! That means he gets to watch. That's what that means. That statement right there means.
He gets to watch and he keeps the income flowing. Keeps the flow moving.
The flow?
Uh-huh.
I have low flow, she said. By the way, they'll be sharing custody of their dog. Wait for it. What do you think the dog's name is?
Something about love eternal.
Doug Hutchinson and Courtney Stodden. Doug and Courtney.
Uh-huh.
What thing is the name of the dog they share?
Dortney.
What?
That's right, Kevin.
I was just joking.
Dortney.
Really?
Is the name of their dog.
Come on.
Their dog's name is Dortney.
That's the worst dog's name ever.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So I'm glad to know they said they're going to be best friends for life.
Sure.
And so they got that going for
them. She's got fake boobs, fake lips, fake nose, fake cheekbones. She's fake.
No, no. God is her plastic surgeon.
Ah.
Ralph, this Doug Hutchison, his most high-profile role would have been what? Was he in The Green Mile? And
he played Percy in The Green Mile. He was in Lost.
He was in Lost, right.
Yeah.
But after he hooked up with his daughter-wife, it seems like he never worked again. Do you think he just creeped out Hollywood with this whole thing?
And that's saying something.
No kidding.
Right? If you can creep out Hollywood, you're really achieving something. But
all right. That's creepy.
Yeah, but by all accounts, they just thought he was too creepy to cast.
Because
no matter what you put him in now, you'd be like, oh, that's the dude who...
Yeah.
Blank, blank, blank. Tragic news for those of us who remember perusing the aisles of our local video stores. Blockbuster has announced they are closing its remaining 300 brick-and-mortar rental outlets.
Oh, ooh, God, no.
You'll no longer be able to walk into a Blockbuster and say, let's go see what's on the shelves tonight and pick out a movie. Now you just get everything via Netflix or however you get it online.
How long has it been, Ralph, since you've gone into a video store for reals?
They're all closed around my house.
To rent a video?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
It's got to be years,
15
right?
15 years?
Yeah.
You think it's your fault then?
Yes.
Okay. It's everyone's fault. It's America's fault.
I think it's just the way of the world. I don't
sure.
think,
why,
I don't
why
think it's a
you?
Bad thing. I just think it's sort of an end of an era. They're even closing their DVD by mail program. I don't know if they're going to continue an online service like Netflix has or whatever, but the world's a-changing, boys and girls.
Let's get stream stuff online. There's no reason to have any of that.
There really isn't. Now that you can stream it online onto your television set.
Right.
I used to be, for me, I'd be like, you know what, I'd rather see the DVD than stream it online because I don't want to watch it on a laptop or my computer.
Right.
It's just not comfortable. I'd rather sit in my living room and blow it up on the big screen. But now that you can write it right into there, I mean...
But let me ask you guys this. Are there still some things, because there are for me, movies and some TV shows that I want to have the DVDs because I am convinced that one day I'll watch the extras. Does that happen to you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big extra guy. I watch the extras sometimes before I watch the movie when I get a DVD.
But you order that on Blu-ray, right?
Exactly.
That's the way of the world, I think.
Yeah.
For now.
That's the way to go. And it looks like Lady Gaga will be the first person to sing in space.
Oh, man. Who cares?
What? She's going to be singing in outer space.
Yeah.
She's going to sing in space.
Right. I heard you the first three times.
First person to sing in space.
Right.
Us Weekly says she's set to perform one song aboard the Virgin Galactic.
Aren't there a lot of singers on that? Or a lot of celebrities?
A lot of celebrities, for sure, yeah. She'll be on board and sing one song. The first person to sing in space. She's already started training her voice that she can sing in zero gravity. And her management has taken out a massive insurance policy for this once-in-a-lifetime event.
Huh.
singing in space.
What if aliens hear that and then they judge our entire species on Gaga?
First of all, Gaga, I'm pretty sure, is an alien. So it's her, it's her going home, really. Okay. She's going to put on her meat space suit and she's just going to go out there and find her own people again.
Is she being paid as part of the entertainment for that that first mission by Richard Branson, maybe?
Does not say here. Does not say here whether she's doing it for the achievement or whether there's some sort of remuneration involved. But she will be heading in outer space in 2015. Congratulations, Gaga. Ground control to Major Gaga. That's what she should say. Today's celebrity birthdays, Joni Mitchell, legendary singer, songwriter, and just a downer. Just a downer. She's just a downer. Jeez, you just want to slit your wrist, all of her songs.
Her songs aren't peppy.
Lighten up, Joni Mitchell. 70 years old today. Actor Christopher Knight, better known to you as Peter Brady, 56 years old. Jeremy London of the London Twins. Jeremy and Jason both celebrating their 41st birthday today. Actress Yunjin Kim. You remember her from Lost?
Sure.
Currently can be seen on ABC's Hot and Sexy Mistresses.
That's a show?
Yeah, it's a show, man. And Lord, singer Lord, 17 years old. Never seen a diamond in the flesh, and she's 17 years old, that poor kid. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Don't forget, tomorrow at noon, K-Rock Street Team members can buy their tickets for night number one of the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. It's going to be December 7th at the Shrine. An unbelievable lineup this year with Kings of Leon and Vampire Weekend, Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, Arctic Monkeys, and so much more. You can go to K-Rock.com for all the details. And I believe Monday morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we unveil night number two.
That's correct. Should be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I should run for office.
You should run for office.
I just realized because of this story that I should run for office because I was always worried about the skeletons in my closet as being a big problem.
Not anymore, my friend, because now the bar is low because the mayor of Toronto, Toronto's a city in Canada, don't you know? It's a huge city. I think over 3 million people live in Toronto. And Rob Ford is the mayor there. And he has been a bucket of trouble for the great citizens of Toronto because he keeps getting drunk. He gets drunk like on St. Patrick's Day and starts screaming at people. He's that guy, okay?
But that's St. Patrick's Day. What don't they understand? This guy's perfect.
So last spring, reports surfaced that there was video of Rob Ford's smoking crack, and he vehemently denied that. At every opportunity, he said, it didn't happen. It's not true. You're making it up. I'm going to sue you. Leave me alone. It's not true. I don't use crack. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, last Thursday, the police department came out and said, hey, we've got this video of the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, smoking crack. So it hasn't been released yet, but they have admitted that it does exist, and it's absolutely the mayor. So here's my favorite part of this whole story. And you'll hear his tearful admission that he did, in fact, smoke crack cocaine. So now he has admitted it's out of the bag.
All right.
But here's my favorite part of this whole thing. So last Thursday, when the word came out that there was, in fact, video, Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, called in to a local talk radio show on the air there that was discussing the case, gave a fake name, and tried to defend himself.
This is Billy.
Oh.
He is Ian. He is Ian.
I have some thoughts about me. The mayor.
Can you imagine a politician doing that, going on the air and trying to fake out the show that you're not the mayor?
I'm in. I love this guy.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
Well, I don't think he has to answer to any of that. He has personal problems. And by the way, if you think you can fire somebody because they have a personal problem with something like the substance abuse in a union or with a labor, you can't.
No,
you
but
can't
you.
Fire them. You know what?
But the mayor's not. The mayor's not in a union. Here's the thing. Nobody.
Wait a minute. You know,
nobody's a union
in there.
Nobody's accused the mayor of breaking the law on this show or this station. Well,
wait a minute. Breaking the law. Okay.
Nobody's accused him of that.
Okay. First of all, let me get another one across to you. How do you know when you're being videotaped? Do you know? When do you? Well, okay. Sorry. What was your name?
I love him so much.
Wow. He's calling like, hey, you can't fire a guy just because he's crap cocaine. What are you talking about?
How do you know if you're being videotaped? I need to know for the next 24 hours.
Exactly, right.
This is Bill. Is this Rob
Bill.
Ford?
Bill.
Hold on, I'm serious. Hold on a second.
Last week.
So Bill obviously recognizes his voice because how could you not? He's all over the media in Toronto. So he says, is this Rob Ford? The guy, Ian is steamrolling him.
Who am I talking to right now?
That's
Ian. How many times have you been visited in the last week?
The times that I've looked into the camera, once.
Oh, yeah, you looked in the camera once. How do you know what you do exactly? There's cameras everywhere. Okay, okay, so you're telling me that he goes around and videotapes himself smoking crack.
Get Rob, smart Mayor enough. Ford, Mayor Ford, I know your voice. This is you, isn't it, Mayor Ford?
And away he went. He dropped the line there.
So he hangs up. So that was...
By the way, the I didn't know I was being videotaped is a defense?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Come on. How do you know when you're being videotaped? You don't think the mayor, him, you don't think he goes out there and intentionally gets on tape smoking crack, do you?
I want to move to Toronto so I can vote.
Seriously. So he finally, that was last Thursday, so I guess cooler heads prevailed, or maybe he wasn't on drugs when the new week started, because Monday or Tuesday of this week, he did step in front of the crowd. And by the way, he's just a sensation. Listen to the cameras that are going off as the mayor steps up to the podium. So here he's going to give his tearful admission that he did, in fact, smoke a crack. He's going to apologize. You've never heard a guy sound more beaten down than Mayor Ford.
With today's announcement, I know I embarrassed everyone in this city.
Listen to those cameras.
And I will be forever sorry.
Doesn't it sound like he needs some crack cocaine to get through this?
Yeah.
There's only one person to blame for this.
My crack dealer. Oh.
I know that admitting my mistake was the right thing to do. And I feel like 1,000 pounds have been lifted off my shoulders.
Now, I don't know if you guys have seen Mayor Ford.
No,
but
not.
He still has 1,000 pounds on his shoulders.
Does he? Is he Doug Christie big?
Yes, he's Chris, he's Chris Christie big. Right,
Chris Christie,
exactly.
Sorry.
So there's about 5 more minutes of him talking. And then the thing that he says at the end of the press conference causes the media pool to literally laugh out loud at how ridiculous it is.
Love it.
I sincerely
need some crack.
Apologize.
All right, here it comes.
God bless the people of Toronto. Thank you very much.
God bless the people of Toronto,
wow.
He says.
They laughed.
So he turns and walks away. Right, Anderson?
God bless the people of Toronto.
He turns and walks away from the podium. And listen to them. All right,
hold on.
Okay, Anderson, hold on. There's more. Hang on.
Give us a chance. There's another clip.
It's silly. God bless the people of Toronto. All right. Now, so, Anderson, come on. So he turns and walks away from the podium, and they just erupt because they've got all these questions for him.
What's happening on the video?
Oh, by the way,
homophobia and racism?
Yes. Oh, yeah. One of the times that they caught him drunk, he was just mouthing off about everybody. I mean, just the foulest thing. I mean, this guy is the best.
Look, you always feel like there is a secret life to most politicians that if it got out would doom them. But it's never this bad.
And by the way, he has that thing that some politicians have. Anthony Weiner is one who just doesn't understand what the fuss is about. He's like, so I smoke crack cocaine, whatever. Doesn't mean I'm not fit to be mayor. Doesn't mean I, you know, can't do the job. I know we're running a little bit late. Can I play one
yes,
more little
please.
Clip?
Because we could do this all day.
Eventually, he did come back out and start answering some questions. And this is where he admits to the drunken stupor that he was in.
This is the best response ever.
Just makes it better and better.
Has the chief offered to show you the video personally?
You know what? I can't comment on the video. That I haven't seen. You guys have asked me a question. You asked me a question back in May, and you can repeat that question.
The question we asked you back in May?
Yeah.
Can you explain?
You said the video didn't.
You asked me a couple questions, and what were those questions?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
All right.
This way,
but
sir.
No. Do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors. Probably approximately about a year ago.
There's my man right there.
All right. How long has he been a mayor?
I think for like 3 years. Maybe,
so this is during
like
his tenure.
Oh yeah, this was while he was mayor. He was smoking.
You know, but I don't really remember if I smoked crack because I was so unbelievably drunk.
Man, was I loaded. Is it too late to make him the mayor of Los Angeles? Come on,
USA! Let's bring him down
USA!
Here.
USA!
That's my. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39. Nope. No, sir.
No. My favorite part is nope. No, sir. No.
Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are going to happen.
You.
Gobble, gobble.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window.
No.
Thanksgiving cooks. Behind the tree.
No.
I wish the pilgrims could sing, but I can't find them for the life of me.
Seriously,
and it's
though.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window plane.
Oh my God, no way.
Omar does good work.
The original sucks ass.
You like this one better or worse?
No,
than
I hate this one worse.
A little better.
Thanksgiving cooks.
But really, that's
outside
enough.
My window.
Big finish.
Thanksgiving cooks.
No.
Behind the tree.
No.
That is no way to live.
By the way,
no way.
Thanksgiving, you guys. All right. Thanksgiving is 3 weeks.
Oh yeah,
from
me.
Today.
All right with the drops. All right, like you're tired of me playing stuff.
A-hole. Thanksgiving spooks. It's not the holiday season without Thanksgiving spooks.
You're wrong.
Thanksgiving is 3 weeks from today, by the way, and I don't know what's going on in your house, Kevin, but in my house, I'm trying to figure out how to get the fewest number of people to come over for Thanksgiving.
That's always Bean's goal.
Yes.
I've been invited to Bean's house before, and he's called me and said, hey, you know that party that we were having? Rather not have you come. And he doesn't mean it personally against me. He just wants to keep the numbers down.
So he disinvites people.
That's just how he rolls. His wife invites people, and then he finds the list and goes around behind and uninvites them.
That's exactly what's going on, is that Donna's calling people. She's going, hey, come on over for Thanksgiving, and go ahead and bring your nieces and nephews. I mean, it's that sort of thing. She's just got, like, this open door policy. So I'm, like, going around behind you just trying to close it down because, I mean, what's the reasonable number for Thanksgiving? Dinner. I think anything over than like four is way out of control.
Really?
What do you guys think?
And you'd prefer two.
I'd prefer two. Me on a TV tray over here and Donna somewhere else in the house.
I like Thanksgiving. I like having a lot of people.
I do too.
Like how many people do you have over?
We'll probably have 20.
Yeah, that's a good number.
20! Yeah, take it easy. Yes.
20!
Most people don't mind having their friends and family around.
20 people come into your house to eat dinner at your house?
Probably, yeah.
20? That's a lot of people.
Well, not really.
That's a mob.
Not, it's only if you're you and you're
That's Coachella. That's Coachella numbers.
20 people is Coachella?
That's an insane. There's never been 20 people in my house at one time.
Seriously?
Ever. That's insane. That's an insane amount of people. Are you kidding me?
Wow. I was guessing at the low end, too.
How about you, Lisa?
Yeah, I've had 20 over before.
Really?
Yeah.
But so you're going beyond close family.
Well, we have another family that we always celebrate with, and then they have kids who have kids. So, you know, it just exponentially grows over the years.
You know, really good friends don't have anything to invite them over. That's how people socialize, Bean.
What
happens is you go out into the world, you make friends, and you like to hang out with people, and then you do that. You hang out with people, invite them over, everyone has a good time.
But Denny's is still open, right? That is still an option instead.
I guess it's open, but no one uses it, I don't think.
It's sad.
It's a little
sad
pathetic.
Option.
Yeah. It's sad that you go someplace else, have them cook all the food, you eat it, then you go home and you don't have any of the mess to clean up. You don't have to worry. You don't have to spend all day trying to get people to leave your house. It seems way better.
How many people have been invited?
Well, right now the number's 14.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's so doable.
Right now it's at 14.
That's
nothing. I'm trying to cut that down by about 3/4.
3/4?
Yes.
So you're serious about four
it's
people.
It's like four or five.
So really four or five. And that's feeling a little heavy for you.
It is. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't support it. I don't stand behind it. I don't enjoy it. I don't endorse it. I'm out.
I'm going to email your wife and ask her to just up the number exponentially. You need to invite like 100 people over.
This is going to be a fun party.
And by the way, every day for the next 3 weeks, I'm walking around just in living dread, like a guy who's got an execution on the calendar. You know what I mean?
You do, that's just, really weird about you. Because
it's
going to
be the worst. It's going to be the worst day of the whole year so far.
Why?
Having that many
what
people
is
in
so
the house.
Bad about it.
Because then you got to talk to all those people, and people are a pain in the ass.
You never stop talking. How is it possible for you to not like to talk to people?
You're right.
I'm afraid for those 14 people because of what they're going to have to endure, which is conversation, a monologue, not a dialogue by you.
How dare you?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
We have a huge 7 o'clock hour lined up, including ESPN senior fantasy sports analyst Matthew Berry. He is all about the fantasy football. He'll join us to find out how we're doing at the halfway point, a little over that in the season. Also, we'll talk to actor Vince Vaughn. And coming up right after the top of the hour, we are looking for contestants. If you want to win a pair of tickets to the K-Rock screening of The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, you get to see it 4 days before it opens in theaters on November the 22nd.
Oh!
Taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you're a Hunger Games fan, we got a game that you can play to win coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
All right. Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, the best.
There's a horrible, horrible thing going on in this world. It needs to be stamped out. It needs to be stopped. And we need some sort of telethon or some sort of fundraising effort, Kickstarter. I don't know what we need to do, but it needs to be stopped.
What's happening?
It's run amok. It's a damn, what do you call it when the disease flies all over the place? It's a...
it's not contagion. I don't know. It's
epidemic!
Epidemic!
Epidemic is what it is.
Why? What?
Jennifer Lawrence, you see the pictures of her this week?
No.
Cut all her hair off!
Yeah, she did. She pixied it.
Cut all her hair off!
And by all, you mean like she looks like a Marine? Or
she's got a pixie
short
haircut.
Pixie
it's
haircut.
Just as short as you can be and still be identified as a woman.
She's still got to be pretty cute, though, as she's
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, but not as.
Okay. So you don't approve of her haircut?
No!
Hey, that's the epidemic?
Yes,
look at Miley. Look at a lot of the women are doing that.
Jennifer Hudson. Pamela Anderson just chopped all her hair
off. That's right.
She Beyonce. Sure did. Rihanna. Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Aniston this week.
She did, too?
Cut all her hair off!
Really?
What's happening?
Charlize Theron did it earlier. It's madness! Madness, I say!
Now, just to play devil's advocate, is it possible that the ladies like it because it's low maintenance?
Yes.
What?
You will save hours every week
as
with
short hair.
As the
kids say, whatevs.
Maybe she's doing it for a role.
No, apparently she said her hair had been fried and dyed so much that it was just a mess.
It'll grow back, Ralph.
Yeah.
It'll grow back. No. Yeah, but what about till then? What about till then?
Don't know. Use old pictures?
How often do you see her?
I don't know, but not as much now.
All right.
Stop it, ladies. Look, yes, some women look very attractive with short hair, but they always look more attractive with long hair. She had that flowing mane. Just
she had beautiful hair.
Beautiful.
I'll give you that.
Beautiful. And that's all God. It's all God now. Hey, don't forget to tune in today to the Today Show.
Okay.
Matt Lauer and Al Roker are getting prostate exams. So make sure you tune in.
On the Today Show?
For their live prostate exams on the Today Show.
What are you talking about?
When Al Roker and Matt Lauer get prostate exams when somebody is sticking fingers where the sun don't shine on Matt Lauer and Al Roker today. You don't want to miss that. That is must-see TV. Well done, NBC. Now you know what the people want. You're giving them what they want. Al Roker bent over a table with his cheeks spread. That's what we want.
Watch out! He's got his probe!
And listen, if you're that doctor, knowing what you know about Al Roker and his legendary lack of self-control when it comes to matters of the rectum,
yeah.
Do you really want to be back there taking that chance? Do you want to open up? You
want to poop my pants?
You want to open up that can of worms, so
no.
to speak?
You want to keep that spigot there, closed?
You got the latex glove on. Next thing you know, Al's saying this to you.
I poop my pants.
Yeah, you don't want that. Clean up on aisle 5
and aisle 6
and aisle 7.
Now, years ago, didn't Katie Couric get a colonoscopy on the air, and that had huge ratings? So maybe they're trying to go for some of that magic.
Very different. You see, you watch the video of Katie Couric's colonoscopy. You don't have to watch Katie bent over with a camera up her butt.
be a lot better than Matt Lauer.
Really. And Al Roker.
And Al Roker.
More importantly. Lauer's kind of a good-looking guy. I wouldn't mind seeing him get a prostate exam.
Do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
No, sir. No, sir.
Yes.
And congratulations to Arcade Fire. Debuted number one this week on the Billboard 200 albums.
Fantastic.
Pretty strong. Their album Reflector did very well for itself. Then Katy Perry's Prism also doing very well. Second on the list, Kelly Clarkson's Wrapped in Red, her Christmas CD. In its debut, ended up at number three. And, of course, Duck the Halls. Duck the Halls.
Sure.
The Duck Dynasty Christmas album. Fourth on that list. Drake, Nothing Was the Same, was fifth. Those are your top five there. Big albums on the charts.
Ralph, I know you watched the Country Music Awards last night, like you do.
No.
They did bring out a bunch of the Duck Dynasty people as they're all dancing up there in their camouflage.
Oh, that's great.
So funny, right?
You would have enjoyed it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
All your favorite things in one place on that show.
Where's the drone strike when you need one?
No kidding.
Just take out that building. Today's celebrity birthday, singer Lorde, 17 years old today.
What has she done with her life, you know?
She is super talented, that kid.
Doesn't she strike you as somebody who's going to be around?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For a while.
Someone who just suffers no BS from anybody and is like calling crap out on all kinds of pop stars and saying, look, your music's very pleasing, but your content is just crap. I'm actually trying to write and sing about something here, so get out of my way.
Look, I think there's a place for that disposable pop music, and I enjoy it as much as the next guy, but Lorde is an artist, and she is so mature for her age, and you do sense that she doesn't seem like she's overwhelmed by the business either. That's what's amazing, is she seems like she's just able to take it all in stride with all the crazy things that are happening to her.
Yeah. 17 years old today. My prediction, though, by 18, she'll have a tiger on a leash.
You think?
Yeah, I think she's going to succumb to the lure of easy money.
Love it.
Hey, better than getting a pixie haircut.
That's true. That's for damn sure. Yeonjun Smith. Nope. Yeonjun Smith.
What?
Yeonjun Kim, actress from Lost and the new Mistresses on ABC. She is 40 years old today. You know, I was thinking in my head, was Sinjin Smith. Remember him?
The volleyball player.
Sure. Yeah. Right. It's funny how it came out. Jeremy and Jason London, the twins. Actors with some problems in the past, but they seem to have their stuff together these days.
Wait, Ralph, this just in.
I pooped my pants.
Yeah.
Back to you.
You saw it live on the Today Show. The London boys are 41 years old today. Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady, is 56. Joni Mitchell, she is singer. She is songwriter. She's looked at life from both sides. Now.
Yeah!
Thank you so much. She is 70 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Well, the movie opens next Friday. We're talking about the long-awaited Hunger Games Catching Fire in theaters everywhere November 22nd. But you, kids, get to see it on Monday. Advance K-Rock screening at the AMC Burbank at 16. This game is called The Hunger Game.
If you want some movie tickets, play The Hunger Game. It's time for Kevin and Bean. Game.
Where's the part where we throw up? Forgot that.
Oh, yeah!
The game is called The Hunger Game. Ralph, what are we looking for this time? We have your contestants on the line.
Famous hungry people. These are famous people who have all gone hungry at some point or another for various reasons, but they've all been hungry. It's The Hunger Game.
People, right. Famous people who have been hungry.
Yes, famously hungry. Famous people being famously hungry.
Are we completely out of ideas?
It's the Hunger Game.
I see.
Could it be more on point, Kevin?
Hunger Game.
The Hunger Game for the Hunger Games.
All right, let's start with Antoinette. Hi there.
Hello.
Antoinette, you understand the concept?
I think so.
Famous people who have been famously hungry.
Okay.
Here's your question. This Indian leader, played by Ben Kingsley in the movie about his life, used hunger strikes as political protests against British rule in India.
Oh, Ben Kingsley.
Played him in the movie about his life, but he's an Indian leader who went on hunger strikes quite often as political protests against the British rule in India.
I'm sorry, Ralph. I have no idea.
Pretty famous Indian guy. Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Most famous Indian person ever.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Antoinette.
That's not your fault, Antoinette.
All right, let's go.
Antoinette sounds so sweet. I'm sad she didn't win.
So nice.
Let's go to Trevor. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Trevor, this actor lost over 40 pounds for his leading role in the upcoming film Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, that's
easy there, Google. Easy, Google. Come on, at least type quietly.
Jared Leto.
No, I'm sorry. Jared Leto.
Peter, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Eric. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
How's this game going so far?
We're doing well. We haven't gotten any winners yet, but we will. Okay.
By the way, that's not on us, by the way. If somebody doesn't get Gandhi, I'm sorry, that's on the caller.
Yeah, he's a pretty big name in hunger.
He's a pretty big name in the world of hunger.
In the hunger business, he's pretty big.
All right, Eric, go ahead.
All right, Eric, here's your question. This singer and drummer was half of a huge brother and sister musical duo in the 1970s, and she died at the age of 32 from heart failure caused by complications related to her suffering from anorexia nervosa.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the biggest acts of the 70s, a brother and sister musical duo, and the sister half of that team, she passed away due to complications from her anorexia nervosa.
Oh, I done that.
Yeah. Karen Carpenter was her name.
Thank you.
All right. I thought she was fat. She was fat.
She's too fat for the potted bus.
Oh, for three. Matt, hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good.
Good, Matt.
Matt, how you been doing listening on hold so far?
Actually, I got all of them except for that last one. I was actually going to say Mama Cass, but I remembered that she choked on the sandwich, not she didn't eat it.
She was the opposite of being famous for being hungry.
Yeah. She was famous for being too full.
She's famous for never being hungry.
That's right. Here's your question. This actor lost 50 pounds to become plane crash survivor Chuck Nolan in the movie Castaway.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Yay. We got a winner.
We have a hunger winner.
I feel like we should go out on that.
Really? We just got one winner.
No, let's try again.
All right, let's go to Kyle. Hi there.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Kyle, in 2010, this singer and actress and star of the Disney Channel's Sunny with a Chance received treatment for several issues, including her bulimia.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Demi Lovato.
Well done, sir.
Nicely done.
Was Demi Lovato, yeah.
All right, you got tickets.
We're on a roll now.
Yeah.
Not even doing a drawing, just letting them in.
That's right.
Let's go to Rebecca. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. A member of this Russian feminist punk rock protest group recently went on a hunger strike to protest being returned to a grim prison camp in Mordovia.
What's the
name of the band she was in? They famously got arrested in Russia recently for their protests.
Been on the news a lot in the last year or so.
Pussycats. It was
close.
That's
half right.
Half right.
It was the Pussy Dolls. No. Oh, goodness, what was that name? I read about it.
Right.
Pussy Riot?
Yay! However did you get that?
That's fantastic.
However did you get that
answer?
Good
on you.
Wow.
Kevin, I'm sorry. It sounds like you're not feeling well. You okay to go on?
I'm all right now. I just had a little
bronchitis there.
Yeah. John, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey John. In 2004, this actor famously lost 63 pounds to play a chronic insomniac named Trevor Resnick in a movie called The Machinist.
Christian Bale.
That's correct, sir.
Look at that.
All
right.
Yeah,
this game has turned the corner.
And Bean wanted to get out. Now we're rolling. We're rocking.
I was just happy that we had gotten a winner. I wasn't sure we'd get any more. But let's go for one more question.
All right. We have Stephanie. Hi.
Hi.
Stephanie, this actor, all muscle as the movie's Thor, just announced he's on a 600-calorie-a-day crash diet for an upcoming role in the new Ron Howard movie, Heart of the Sea.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get this wrong. I know it's Hemsworth, but...
It's not Liam, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know the other one,
Killing me.
Kevin, how you feeling?
Chris.
What? Did you say Chris? Awesome.
Congratulations.
That's good news.
You're
going to
see the Hunger Games because you wildly successfully played the Hunger Games. Hunger Games.
Our old friend actor Vince Vaughn joins us in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about his new movie where he ends up with 533 children. First, though, one of the most entertaining books I read in 2013 was called Fantasy Life by our next guest, Matthew Berry. He, of course, is the ESPN senior fantasy sports analyst. I'm one of those people who doesn't play fantasy football, but am amazed by the people that do and how it has become their whole life. And Matthew is one of those guys. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back on.
I got to tell you, it is weird, though, watching football with somebody who's doing fantasy football because you never know who they're rooting for. And one team will do great, and they'll go, woo! And then another team will go be great, and they'll do the same thing. You go, well, what's happening?
That's my player.
That's interesting that you say that, because I actually think it's very obvious who somebody who's playing fantasy football is rooting for. Like, we're not shy about it.
No,
that's like, you know, there's the goal line, like, no, don't throw it. Running back, run up the middle, come on. They're very specific in who they root for.
That's a weird way to root, that's all I'm saying.
Now, Matthew, we had you in back when you were promoting your book, well before the season began, and I wanted to get back in touch with you about the halfway point, and we're just past that now. What's this season been like for you and your various fantasy leagues? Has it unfolded at all the way you thought it might, or have there been a lot of surprises along the way this year?
Been a lot of surprises. I'm lucky my teams are doing real well in my league, but you know, it was a big year for running backs going running back early, and a lot of the top run running backs just haven't delivered on the promise that we expected. Ray Rice has been a disappointment. C.J. Spiller has been a disappointment. There's been a lot of injuries to big-name stars. So that's, I think, been the biggest surprise is just sort of how bad many of the top-name big running backs have been this year.
Big running backs and, by the way, quarterbacks have been injured a lot, too. What do you do in that case if you have a great quarterback that goes down?
Well, luckily, in most fantasy leagues, certainly on ESPN, you only play one quarterback in our standard leagues. You only play one quarterback at 10, 12-team leagues. So there's been a lot of guys, Phillip Rivers, Terrell Pryor. You know, Phillip Rivers is now owned in a ton of leagues. But, you know, Terrell Pryor is still out there. Guys like Jake Locker that have come on as well. You know, we just saw Nick Foles with his 7 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Obviously, if you lose it, right, that was crazy. If you lose a guy like Aaron Rodgers, like there's no replacing Aaron Rodgers. But I think of the positions, you're better off losing a quarterback, honestly, because you can sort of play the matchups than with a running back or wide receiver. It's harder to find a replacement for, especially a running back.
Was it bad for me that I took Tim Tebow?
It was bad for you.
Okay, all right.
Tebow. Yes, I thought you learned something from my first appearance on the show.
Look, I read your book, but that doesn't mean I learned anything.
Right, fair enough.
So what's the future of a guy like Nick Foles? I mean, obviously, he had a once-in-a-career it's funny, I say once-in-a-career, but it's the second time this season we've had somebody throw for 7 touchdowns in a game. But what happens to a guy like that next for the people who are lucky enough to have him on in their league?
Well, you're starting him. Actually, only 10% of people on ESPN.com leagues actually own Nick Foles. Only 0.3% were starting him. So not as many people got to enjoy that 7 touchdown game. You said it was the best game of his career. It is absolutely the best game of his career. But the question becomes now, like, all right, how much of a fluke was that? And while you don't expect 7 touchdowns again, you look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. 6 of their remaining 7 games are against pass defenses. They're in the bottom 10 of the NFL. And, in fact, the best, quote-unquote, best pass defense they play is this Sunday against the Packers. They're 20th against the NFL. So every defense they play from here on out is bottom 12. And the Eagles don't have a good defense, so you expect a lot of scoring that they're going to have to run. So based on the schedule and a Chip Kelly offense, I think Nick Foles is a top 15 fantasy quarterback the rest of the way.
We are talking to Matthew Berry here on the Kevin Bean Show. He is the king of fantasy football. His book is called Fantasy Life, and it's in stores and available online everywhere. You know, you couldn't talk us into a league when you came in to see us over the summer, Matthew, but our producer Dave did start up. He got in 3 different leagues or something like that, and he was telling me that he was super surprised this week to see Zach Stacy available in all 3 of those leagues. Now, how is a guy who's just been impressing everybody week after week after week like he has been this season, how is somebody like that available?
I have no freaking idea, to be perfectly honest. Like, we've been talking about Zach Stacy for over a month now. He's amazing. I think people, like, they look at the Rams and they're like Kellen Clemens, and they're like, people are just going to stack the box on Zach Stacy and he's not going to be able to do anything.
Right.
Just from the eye test, guys. I mean, this guy is a legit NFL running back. I've been saying it for a while. He's a top 12 fantasy running back the rest of the way. Rather have him than Ray Rice. I mean, there's a lot of guys, and I'll give you a good stat for this upcoming weekend. He's playing the Colts. Almost all of Zach Stacy's runs, over 90% of his runs, come between the tackles. Well, the Indianapolis Colts, while they have a good defense overall, they are top five in the NFL in terms of most yards allowed between the tackles. That's one area they really struggle in. So you've got a running back who's getting, you know, 20, 25 carries a game, who's running between the tackles. They like blocking for him. And like I said, just the eye test. You watch this guy, and you're like, that's an NFL running back in a
right.
big way.
Right.
You have such an unbelievable mind. I'm just in awe of how many statistics you were able to recall, how many different things that you see when you look at these spreadsheets with these numbers and these stats and everything like that. You could have been some sort of genius scientist, Matthew, instead of wasting your life on fantasy football.
Tell my mom something about it.
All right. The book is called Fantasy Life. It's available everywhere. When can we see your show on ESPN, Matthew?
It is on ESPN2, Fantasy Football Now, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. We go right up until kickoff. So every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
There you go. Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us again. As always, we enjoy talking to you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Time to talk to the star of the movie Delivery Man, Vince Vaughn, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Vince.
How you doing, guys?
Very good.
Vince,
what's good going on, buddy?
I know. How you been?
We have been fine. You've been busy, too. You've been Mr. Family Man, as I see in the news the last couple of years or so, right?
Yeah, that's true. We've had a second kid here, so it's been a lot of work. And as I say that, I can feel my wife's eyes rolling as if I participated as much as one would want.
What are you like as a dad, exactly?
You know, I really enjoy it. The truth is, we don't have any help. It's just me and her. We feel fortunate to be in that position. And, you know, we do. It's a lot of fun. You know, the first 3 months, it's really tiring for sure, and you're kind of getting used to all of that. I like this concept of sleep training because, you know, they say it's good. The first lesson you're teaching the kid is how to soothe itself. But really, you're just abandoning the child in the room and feeling good about it.
And getting a nap yourself. That's all that matters.
Exactly. It's like, I'm giving my son his first lesson. He's crying, but, you know, this is good. He's got to learn at some point. Time to grow up, little man.
Vince, you're a big-time movie star. There's no shame in having a little bit of help so you and the wife can have a night out every once in a while.
You know, it's true. We really enjoy doing it, though, which is good. We do. I have, you know, people to babysit. The first couple, you know, the first few months is tough. So we'll have someone come over at night. It's not as if, you know, we're not running a cult in Utah where we're locked in the house or anything reading special books. It's just we kind of do most of the stuff ourselves.
Now, I don't have I did not take the time because I'm not that professional to look it up, but I seem to remember from at the time your wife is she Canadian or something, Vince?
She is a Canadian.
Canadian, right? So what's that like? Are you doing a lot of back and forth, your family, her family, or is everybody kind of relocated to L.A.?
Well, we go kind of back and forth. We spend most of our time here in Los Angeles, but we go up and see her family up there. And the Canadians are very nice. They're very polite people, the Canadians. If they step on your foot, they'll apologize. They'll say, I'm sorry. They are very nice.
Do they understand what a big deal you are?
Well, I don't know about that. I think, you know, they're really, her family's very sweet, very nice. It's easy. I'm very lucky that way.
I wonder with a guy, and we talk about this from time to time on the show, a guy like you who's a famous guy, whose reputation precedes him for good or bad, and sometimes because people only know you from the movies, I wonder what it was like for her parents when they found out she was dating you, because they must have had some sort of preconceived notion about you and have been terrified by that thought.
Yeah, one kick I got out of it was, you know, her family's her father's like a very nice man, a very considerate man, and that. And I really, they're both terrific. But I remember the one question he asked her was if I swore.
Really?
He wanted to know if you were a swearer.
That's right. That's weird. That's right. If I was a guy who swore a lot.
And the answer was?
The answer that I can't say on the radio, but bleep yes.
Vince Vaughn is on the phone here at the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about his beautiful wife and beautiful children, partly because he's a guy with a lot of kids in his new film that's opening up on Friday the 22nd. It's called Delivery Man. Now, this happened to a real guy where he donated a lot of sperm and ended up impregnating hundreds of women. Right, Vince?
Yeah, there's been a lot of stories that have come out where this has happened. This was kind of based on stories that happened, but it kind of its own original story about this particular guy. The writer-director, you know, did a French-Canadian version, which was terrific, and it's the same writer-director who really was, you know, passionate about telling the story here. And when you see the movie, you'll see why. The movie's a big idea, and it's very fun and funny, but it's also really kind of moving and dramatic. It's really sort of about what it's like, you know, your hopes and fears as a parent. And then also as a young person, it's kind of that, you know, when you're first starting off and you're young in life and you're either, you know, in jobs that you don't want to do or relationships you don't want to be in, and how you sort of feel isolated, but you're not as alone as you kind of feel in those moments.
But then you realize, wait, I can make money by doing this?
Well,
I'm in.
The start of it. I think it's the thing, like, when you're younger, you kind of don't think of consequences. In the case of this gentleman, he thought, if they're paying me right, I do this for fun. So someone's going to throw some money
right.
at me.
Now, in order to end up with over 500 kids, how many – I mean, is that over 500 times that your character donates sperm?
Yeah, I think, you know, someone said you should just do stuff that you love. And so he found a job that they really liked. They said you'll never find anything you're good at. And here he is. And so yeah, I think he just kind of overdid it, and they overused the sampling, if you will. And you do hear now, like, there was just a story that broke about a guy that this case was. It's sort of a contemporary story because it is something that is sort of coming to the front more.
It seems like when you do a movie about a topic, those people come out of the woodwork. How many people have come out to you and said, "Hey, I've been on one end or the other of this."
You know, what's been nice is I've gotten a lot of stuff from, you know, even people in the industry that were either adopted or otherwise who said they were really moved by the movie. So that part was nice. But no, I've never met a kind of an overzealous sperm donor yet. That's yet to happen.
Well, the movie looks hilarious, Vince. And I do love, I mean, talk about how much a guy's life changes when he realizes he has this extended family. And you just go out and you try to track down as many of these 533 as you can, right?
Yeah, I think the character kind of, you know, what's nice about the lead is he's sort of a guy who can't help himself but be sort of compassionate and get involved, and he sees himself trying to be sort of a guardian angel. Maybe he can go in without them knowing who he is and sort of, you know, be a positive influence. So it is both kind of funny and also really moving.
It sounds like that could be true if you had 5 or 6 or 7 kids. But
you're totally right.
533.
Two kids, you want, 2 kids I want to tap out, like I'm getting a joke sometime.
Like Vince's character in the movie says to Colby Smulders, though, his girlfriend, yeah, but when you say it like that, it sounds like it's a lot of kids.
That's right. Colby's great, too. She's really sweet. She's been on the show before, right?
Yes. And Chris Pratt, too, who is hilarious. I'm so happy that he's in this movie, too.
He's such a good dude, too. I really had so much fun working with Chris. He's a great guy. We laughed a lot and had a good time. He's just a good guy.
Well, listen, that movie opens up on Friday, November 22nd, just in time for the holidays. It is called Delivery Man, and it looks great. Vince Vaughn on the phone. Before we let you go, we have to ask, Vince, you've already wrapped up another appearance in the new Anchorman movie, Anchorman 2, coming out at Christmas time. Is that the greatest set in the world to be on with that many hilarious people?
You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, I had so much fun, you know, on the first one with Westman 2, and I was excited that they asked me to be back. So I definitely show up in the movie, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. Those guys are all funny, and you know, the director McKay's great, and he just likes to, you know, play around and throw out stuff. So it was fun for the time I was there, for sure.
Ah, we're so excited about that one, too. I mean, considering it looked like for so long Anchorman 2 was never going to get made, we're just so happy that it came together, so we just can't wait. So it's a 1-2 punch. November, Vince Vaughn. December, Vince Vaughn. Delivery Man is the film opening up next Friday. We love you, man. It's always great to catch up
too.
With you for
my
a few minutes.
My favorite show. Always great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you,
appreciate
Vince.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We have the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Took Us to Christmas. That band Arctic Monkeys is playing along with Kings of Leon and Vampire Weekend, AFI, Queens of the Stone Age. It's going to be a great show. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday at noon. You have to have a password, and you can get that by going to krock.com and becoming a street team member.
I love this lineup so much. I just know Night 2 is going to suck. I just know it.
Me
it's
too.
It's not, right? How can it?
F
how,
night
who's
two.
Left?
F Night 2.
I don't even care about Night 2 anymore.
You
how
will. You
exist.
Will. Let me tell you will.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's going to be Archers of Loaf.
It's not.
Marcy's Playground.
I don't think so.
It's going to be very disappointing.
Our old friend Jesse James makes a return visit to the Kevin and Bean Show right after the top of the hour with his beautiful race car driving wife, Alexis Ajoria. They are going to be at the NHRA's going on this weekend, the Auto Club Finals. So we'll be talking all about that in the next half hour here on K-Rock. First, though, how about Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday?
How about a little sweet, 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 sweet geek news?
How many sweets was that? 4? 5?
Many sweets.
Okay.
This is spectacular stuff. First of all, update, Al Roker just pooped his pants. They've given him a prostate exam, and things went south. So you don't have to watch the Today Show today.
Things always have to go south.
It's happening. That's happening. They're getting prostate exams live on the air on the Today Show.
Yep.
Let's do that next week. Let's have Dr. Drew or Dr. Moe or somebody come in and give Muggs a prostate exam on the air.
I mean, I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Can you imagine what the inside of Muggs is like?
Oh, my God.
Let's do it visually.
I found a Del Taco bag.
There's 18 packets of El Scorcho sauce in here.
That has to be a compacted colon, right?
Oh, that's
nasty.
I saw
them at the True, by the way.
That's nasty.
They do great work. Let's get a speculum, though, and just really take a good look.
Sure.
And by let's, you mean somebody else.
Let's get the jaws of life up there and see what's going on.
It's really in the reverse stirrups.
Let's really explore.
Fantastic.
Let's tie a rope to Dr. Drew and just lower him in and just see how things go. He's got a miner's
helmet
on. Don't
go to the light!
All right. Back to sweet geek news before ruined it with Mugg's colon. We are getting a very special Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode.
All right.
That is a crossover with the Thor the Dark World movie.
No kidding.
Yes. Here's what happens. Thor the Dark World hits theaters November the 8th. That's this Friday, by the way.
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Then on November the 19th, on the episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode called The Well, that will continue the story where the film led off.
That's pretty cool.
So you watch Thor the Dark World and go, oh, I want to know more. What happens after? Where's the cleanup? What goes on after this? Well, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. take over, and a lot of the characters from the movie cross over into that episode, and it's a continuation of the story.
That's cool.
We live in just a magical, marvelous universe right now.
Now, I like the show, but I won't go to the movie. So am I going to be left behind? Am I going to be lost?
I hope so.
You're left behind and lost for a lot of other reasons.
Left behind. And we're talking about Marvelous news.
See what you did?
Marvel just made a deal with Netflix to introduce not one, not two, not three, but four individual live-action comic book superhero TV shows.
Hey!
All feeding into one massive miniseries event.
Is any of them Our Man?
No, sadly. Don't pick on TikTok Tyler. As his nickname was.
Sure.
Rex Tyler with
Miraclo.
Here's who you get. You get a brand new Daredevil TV series. Daredevil returning to the screen for the first time since Ben Affleck played him back in the day. Also, we get Jessica Jones. Oh, she's so hot, Jessica Jones.
Now, which one is she from?
Jessica Jones was a former superhero who quit being a superhero to become a private detective in a Marvel comic series called Alias.
Okay.
Then we get new takes on Iron Fist and Luke Cage. Iron Fist, a kung fu superhero.
Sure.
And Luke Cage, one of the very first African-American superheroes, a scientific experiment that turned his skin into steel and gave him super-powered muscles.
So are these, forgive me, Ralph, are these C-level superheroes that aren't good enough for movies or TV, so they're just going to put them on line?
What's... No, these are A-list heroes from the comics who just haven't been exposed to a wider audience.
I just think you're terrific.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, I was at... Iron Man. They can put Iron Man in a movie. Yeah. Who Iron Man is? What kind of B-level superhero is Iron Man? Who cares about Iron Man?
And that franchise went through the
roof. Care now, don't you, bitches? When I say Iron Man, you think Luke Cage, hero for hire. Oh, Luke Cage was the best. He was brought out in the early 70s, during like the blaxploitation era, like Shaft and Superfly in those movies.
Right.
And he was like a super-powered Shaft.
Okay.
He was a bad mammoth.
I got one of those.
It's the last thing you have.
It's the opposite.
Anyway, so there's your Geek News update. Big, big day for Geek News. Very exciting.
You're exhausting.
Great news also for Will Ferrell and those Anchorman 2 commercials he's been doing for Dodge Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
They are working. Seeing Will Ferrell compare a truck to a horse, apparently, is making people buy Dodge trucks. 11% increase in sales over the past month.
How about that?
For the Durango SUV. I'm sorry, for the Durango SUV, an impressive 59% uptick in sales.
Wow.
Wow.
So those 70 commercials they made with Will Ferrell for those particular brands of car did very well for those guys.
On my right is the new Dodge Durango with up to 360 horsepower.
Yes.
On my left is one horse.
That's one horse.
With one horsepower.
That's right.
It makes you feel pretty dumb, doesn't it? Yep. This thing is literally 360 times more powerful than you.
Yep.
Look at you. You're worthless. There you have it. 360 times better than a horse.
That's right.
Staring contest. Go.
You win.
I win.
No, They're the greatest television commercials ever, Ralph Garman.
So much fun. They really are. Good news for fans of American Horror Story. FX just picked up yet another season for that show. That will take Jessica Lange all the way through her existing contract. And then she says she's getting out. She wants out of the acting business once this is all said.
Really?
Out of it completely.
Yeah. But we're going to get one more season of that. Apparently the current season, Coven, about all the witches.
She's a scary woman.
Doing very well. Good ratings for the first four episodes of that season. So we get more American Horror Story. And while we're talking about television, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and NBC's The Blacklist, Fox's Sleepy Hollow, now that they factor in DVR'd shows, ratings for those shows are even better than they have been with the first-time viewing. Hollywood Reporter says that all of those shows are the most DVR'd shows this fall, that being Blacklist, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Sleepy Hollow. And if you factor in the DVR ratings, Blacklist, starring Spader and Megan Boone, of course, gets a 67% ratings uptick.
Wow. Awesome.
So you have already good numbers, and then 67% more people are watching via DVR.
Why is it taking them this long to react to the fact that people watch stuff on DVR?
Because it was a matter of how do you factor it in? How much weight do you give it for total overall ratings? Then how do you translate that into advertising dollars? There was a formula sort of they had to figure out. It was a new technology, and they really just needed to find a way to incorporate it into the old form. So they've done that now.
Gives us something new to talk about with our weekly visit with Megan Boone that Dave, the producer, has lined up for us.
So, I'm a little tired of having Megan Boone on.
She's been on too much, right?
All the time.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
We're running out of things to talk
to
her about.
Feeling, too. Oh, wait. We can't get Dave to pick up the phone and call her one time.
That's right. No, he says, not my fault. Not my fault. They're filming. Or I think he said Fleming.
Fleming, but you knew what he meant.
They're Fleming in Washington, D.C.
And he said, they don't have phones?
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. This is a popular show we're on, right? People are listening.
We do pretty well.
We love The Blacklist. It's our favorite new show of the season. All we want to do is heap praise upon this actress and this show to do nothing but shine light on the network and try to get people to watch the show that might not be watching it.
I agree. All those.
How could anyone be against that?
What?
Not my fault.
Why is Dave the doorstop in the equation here?
You tell me.
That could be us. A lot of different issues here around.
He's the king of the Mexicants.
That's right.
He's not a Mexican. He's a Mexicant. And lastly, Kiss's Gene Simmons has announced that he's been offered the role of the Green Goblin in Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, the Broadway musical based on the popular Spider-Man character.
I find that hard to believe. I was thinking about that after you did this story. It does not seem like he could play a superhero of any kind.
He's a supervillain. He's the Green Goblin.
Either way.
Look, he's no stranger to appearing on stage in makeup.
I know.
He does.
He's also 80.
He does have a certain cachet.
Sure.
With a certain audience, people might show up just to see Gene Simmons rocking out as the Green Goblin.
I guess.
I don't know if he's got a lot of acrobatic wire work or anything like that to do. If that's the case, there might be some problems. He might break a hip. But he tweeted himself that he was offered the role. Now, no one from the production is confirming this just yet.
I'm going to tweet that I was offered the role as well.
I think you should. Look, I'm going to tweet that I'm the new Batman.
Gene is not known for hype, by the way.
No, he's not.
He's
true.
A guy who plays it down, man. He's not a braggart.
That's right. And, geez, I'm out of time. Next hour, I'll talk all about the new friendship between Justin Bieber and David Hasselhoff.
Oh,
you're going to enjoy that story.
Yes.
If we don't talk to both of them on tomorrow's show, then I'm disappointed.
It is a reason to come back.
Power couple of the year.
This is a mess.
Sure is. Talk about a mess. Bieber's week's been insane, hasn't it? Arrest warrants for graffitiing and coming out of brothels and hookers releasing videotapes and getting hit in the face with a water bottle on stage.
Video of him sleeping in a prostitute's room.
Yeah, good times. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lorde. 17 years old today. She, of course, has that smash hit, Royals. And a lot of good music yet to come, I predict, from that young lady. 17 years old. Yeonjun Kim, actress from Lost and The Mistresses show on ABC right now, 40 years old. The London Boys, Jeremy and Jason, actors both, 41 years old today. Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady on the legendary Brady Bunch, 56 years old, and singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell celebrates her 70th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
Our old friend Jesse James making his return appearance on the Kevin DeBean Show with his beautiful wife. You guys are newlyweds, right? Alexis DeJoria. How are you guys?
I'm great, thanks.
How long have you been married?
March 24th. So
like
six months, 7 months.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Have you had them with each other yet? Or?
No, not at all. Actually, I can't stand to be away from them.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Different.
That's cute yet sickening.
It's been a long time since my wife felt that way. A long, long time.
Alexis, I saw your article all about your race car driving in Us Weekly, and you talked about every girl's dream, love at first sight, right? Is that the truth?
Yes, definitely.
She's just looking at him. She's looking at him, and he's smiling.
But don't you go, love at first sight, wow, it's him, and then you go, oh, but it's him, and then don't you just run the other way?
actually, you know what? I don't really believe everything until I need to, like, you know, take my own inventory and, you know, meet the person and get to know them. I don't really believe everything I read in the tabloids.
It's all true. Hey, listen. So you're a race car driver.
Jesse, hold on 1 second. Let's just address that. What percentage would you say, Jesse, of the info that has come out on you through the last 10 years is accurate?
Well, 10 years, I don't know. Let's just do 5.
Fine.
5 years. It's like probably, I'd say 90% BS.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like if you like set up a Google alert for my name, like there's news agencies like Hudson News, or not Hudson News, but what's the I forget the one in New York.
Huffington Post.
Every single week on Tuesday and Thursday, they'll come out with an article, some kind of relationship article, and they'll tag me in it as like the example.
No kidding.
Just so if you Google my name, it'll pop up to Huffington Post to like get some kind of negative. So they just make stuff up and it like.
All right, what are we going to make up about Jesse today? Let's go. Let's have ideas.
That's got to be
so
crazy.
Anytime anyone does anything bad, they put your name in
it's
it so
fault.
That you're somehow tied to it. That's awesome.
Ruiner of love.
Yeah. So, Alexis, you guys met at a racing event, right?
Yep, in Dallas. Mm-hmm. In Ennis.
Tell me about that. Jesse, what were you doing there?
Well, I've been friends with her dad since 95, you know, because he's a big motorcycle guy. And so I think we met at, like, the Love Ride in, like, 95.
Oh, right.
And so we stayed friends and stayed pretty tight. And, like, we always try to hang out with each other and could never miss. You know, we always seemed to be missing each other for the last couple of years. And then last year he like called me, I called him back, and he's like, you gotta check out my daughter, she drag races, I know you like fast cars. And I'm like, really? I go, well, let me know when you're in Texas. And he said, like, we're in Texas now. I'm like, man, you're in Austin, this is on Saturday. And then he said, yeah, we're racing it. I go, cool. Well, I'll buzz up in the morning. And I went up and I just kind of went to see him, and I was like, whoa, hey, there's this girl here drag racing.
You don't get a lot of, hey, you got to meet my daughter, do you? I can't imagine a lot of dads open that way.
Very rarely do your friends fix you up with their daughter.
I never thought I'd get connected from my dad. That's kind
of crazy. It's like, you know, and I think both of us were at a point, you know, I wasn't like, I was content with just being with me and the kids. And, like, I think she was at the same point, and it was like, you know, I think that's when the best situation. I think if you're looking for something, it's always wrong, or it's not going to work out, you know. And I think, you know, you're in a place in life where, like, hey, yourself is happy, then anything else is going to be like an add-on. And that's it's totally what it was. And
that's awesome when two people are at the right point in their life to blend together perfectly. I'm happy for both of you.
Plus, I pretty much have been through all the same stuff he has. It just wasn't blasted all over the news.
It wasn't on the front
page of the Bangladesh Times.
It doesn't mean it didn't happen necessarily.
Were you on the front page of the Bangladesh Times?
Yes.
Or you just making a joke?
Yeah.
You were.
Yes.
Congratulations. I don't care what they said. You were on the cover.
That's right.
So I know we could talk to you guys all day, but we have a limited amount of time. So I have to find out, Alexis, tell me how you, and I mean no disrespect, but a, you know, beautiful woman, how do you end up as a race car driver, a nitro funny car driver? That's the least likely career in the world for somebody, I think, who grows up in your life.
Most would say that. I mean, you know, there's a few girls, you know, like myself in my same kind of position that chose a different path. But that's just not the way I was raised. You know, my dad's a go-getter, and that's how he raised his kids, to work and, you know, have a passion for what they love and believe in and make a career out of it, like he did with his businesses.
What percentage of drivers are female in
Very
your
small, like a handful. There's only two...
Four or five.
Well, there's only two women in the class that are competing right now. Mm-hmm. Including myself.
And how many of the guys look at you with the "you're a girl, so I can beat you" BS?
None of them.
Oh, they don't. They don't think that at all because you do well.
Yeah,
that's usually a guy thing.
At one point or another, I've beat every single one of them.
Sweet.
So. And I look at them like, ha, ha, you just got to beat my wife.
Now, the Auto Club NHR finals are going on this weekend at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona, actually starting today. We're going to give away some tickets 2:30. In a few minutes. Right. But this is, and I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear that, NHRA is the fastest motorsport in the world. You drive at how fast, Alexis?
4 seconds at over 315 miles an hour. On a good day.
I want you guys to think about 315 miles an hour for a minute.
Yeah, the fastest I've ever gone, I think, is like 120, maybe.
Yeah, but that's fast in a streetcar with no protection, you know?
Well, I mean, I said Bean was the guy that was going that fast. Huh? I don't know why I would say that.
I went 165 on the 710 freeway.
Nice.
On a motorcycle?
Yes.
Oh, motorcycle, yeah. God. Sure, motorcycle. You can get away with it.
Jesse, we're going to talk to a guy next week. Did you see this story about this guy who just, he's a Cannonball Run freak?
Oh,
he's one
yeah.
of those guys?
Yeah.
The guy
who just, and all that?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he thanks. Just set the record driving from Manhattan to Redondo Beach, from New York to California in 28 hours.
I like it. I saw a little interview on him, and they're total nerds, which is cool. You know, I think it's like everybody's expecting like Burt Reynolds.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. With a scarf. Yeah, right. And like, you know, and they're like total geek.
In a Lambo.
Maybe a cape.
Yeah.
A cane.
They averaged 98 Monocle. Miles an hour across country.
Yeah.
Averaged 98.
Averaging 98, you got to be going way over 130, 140 a lot.
And they had spies out in front to make sure there weren't any cops and stuff. That sounds fun for the first 4 hours.
I just wish the car was cooler. Wow. Like the car is like,
what was it?
It's just a Mercedes that they tricked out, right?
Yeah, like a little C-Class.
Right. All right. We have to take a break, a very quick one, and then we'll come right back. We have many, many questions for Jesse and Alexis. They are here again for the Auto Club NHRA Finals, which are happening this weekend at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. We're going to find out much more about this right after this on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
What if we're going to head out to Pomona? Then what's the traffic look like?
Well, right now, heading that away isn't bad.
All right.
Nice.
But don't you think Jesse James and Alex DeJoy in studio with us right now, they are husband and wife, both in town for the Auto Club NHRA Finals at the Raceway in Pomona. Don't you think that they get there in like 1 minute?
Yeah, somehow. If I'm driving.
Actually, that's not true. We raced on the way home last year. And she's in a big old badass BMW.
Uh-huh.
And what am I driving?
TOS.
Toyota Prius.
Yeah, but what did
guess
you do?
Who, guess
what did
who
you
won?
Do?
The Prius won?
Yeah, but he went.
He went
I don't
what?
Even
how
say
did
it.
He cheat?
Exactly.
Carpool lane. It's
exactly.
A Prius.
Look.
Oh, nice.
That's fair. He's playing by the rules.
By the way,
I obeyed
Jesse.
Some of the laws.
What are you doing driving a Prius? You can't be the West Coast Choppers guy and drive a Prius, man.
Dude, that's
some
like,
respect.
That's like
point.
LA camouflage.
Exactly.
Nobody would ever look in there for you?
Yeah. No, it's like urban camouflage, man. I just like blend in. And plus, you know, I use it when I race in Mexico, so I come here and like I can go from here all the way to Ensenada and all the way back on one tank of gas.
That would be so bizarre to see you behind the wheel of that car.
It's out in the parking lot. I drove here today.
It's all blacked
That's
out.
Awesome.
Come on.
Hey, why is this weekend a big deal out in Pomona? Why should people come out and see it?
Well, it's the Auto Club Finals, the last race of the season. Big championships on the line. You know, We're hoping to win this race this weekend. We have tons of family and friends coming out, sponsored by Patron and Toyota, you know, doing big things out there. So, and it's a big race. I mean, we start qualifying today all the way through Saturday, and the race starts on Sunday.
How do you have to qualify? What, like, how many races is it? Or?
In Pomona, you get four, but they kind of stretch it out, like one today, one tomorrow, two on Saturday, and the top 16 qualify. Basically, the top 16 fastest runs out of those runs qualify on Sunday. Yeah.
By the way, we have an NHRA prize package that we're going to give away right now to all 3 days of the Auto Club NHRA Finals. How about that? Going on at the Raceway, Auto Club Raceway in Pomona, plus access to the Tequila Patron VIP Hospitality Pit.
Ow!
And we're going to give that to caller 25 right now. Caller 25 at 1-800-520-1067. Jesse, is it nerve-wracking to have your wife in such a dangerous profession?
Well, you know, I've always been the one that's been crazy and race and go fast and like take risks. And so it was like, you know, but she's such a great driver that like her ability makes me get by all the nervousness that I would have. So I know, because I really know she knows what she's doing. And then I like work on the crew and help the crew, and like I check her whole frame. You know, all the...
I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh. And, you know, just make sure, you know, put my hands all over the car to make sure that everything's right and every nut and bolt's tight. And, like, you know, it just gives me peace of mind that, you know, she's got an excellent crew with the Colettas and making sure that that thing's...
Does
like...
the pit crew hate to see you coming? Because... because
no, they love
I think
it.
They love it. I think yeah, at first, totally like, them. Last year when I started working on it, I think they're a little bit, like... Oh man, the dude from Monster Garage is working with right. You know, they didn't know it. And then like I'm at the bottom of the ladder, you know, I like change the oil and like gas and fuel and do the blower pulleys and all that stuff. So it's like I'm willing to do the worst job because I love it and I love her, and it's like, you know, it's boosts them up because I think someone like with the perception that I'm like this great mechanic and stuff is willing to do the bottom job.
Mm-hmm.
It makes those guys like, oh, man, we better get our ass in gear and do
well,
good.
Well, that's the one thing we know about you from all your TV shows, Jesse, is you're not afraid to put in the hard work. I mean, you're not a guy who thinks that you're better than anybody else on your crew.
Nope.
I mean, that's always come across in the TV, so I'm not surprised to hear that. All right. So you're comfortable with your wife risking her neck. How about if either of your kids decided this is an occupation they wanted to get into? How would you feel about it then?
Well, only, you know, four kids, and the one I know is, like, the speed freak.
Mm-hmm.
She's going that direction, just has no fear, Sonny. She's, like, nuts. Like, my shop is on this big old huge hill, and it's, like, a slant down to the driveway. And so she was on her skateboard, like, going down the hill as fast as she can. And, like, all of a sudden,
yeah, that's trouble.
All of a sudden she just disappeared, and I went in the house, and she had this huge bleeding raspberry on the back of her leg and didn't cry, didn't anything. She's like,
yeah.
And she's like embarrassed that she fell, not cry, you know.
She didn't want you to see that she had fallen and hurt herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's going to be trouble.
Yep.
Do you miss Long Beach, Jesse?
I miss certain aspects of it. You know, I think oddly enough, like the things that I miss, like I miss the Compton Indoor so much, you know. Like, we're, like, 3 for $10 t-shirts and socks and stuff like that, because there's nothing like that. And, you know, and I've been going there since, you know, growing up in Southgate and Linwood and stuff. I've been going there since I was a little kid. And so
has to be a swap meet in Austin
nothing,
you can find.
Nothing
what?
Like
really?
That, man. Like, Compton Indoor is the best thing in the whole world. Like,
so you stock up on t-shirts whenever you come to California.
Yep. 3 for $10.
And Alexis, you live in Texas too? You spend most of your time there in Austin as well?
Yeah, my daughter and I just moved there over Christmas. So, yeah.
Well, and you guys have a farm? What?
Yeah, a small petting zoo.
We just had puppies yesterday.
Our puppy had puppies.
French bulldogs.
Had puppies. Oh, that's so cute.
Yep.
And you have pigs, and what else do you have?
Chickens, roosters, ferrets, four dogs. Well, four, five, six.
Why are
eight
you back on
now?
TV, Jesse, with this life? Seriously.
Wait,
it
did you
like
say
a show
eight,
waiting to happen?
Did you say
dogs.
Eight dogs?
Well, five. We had four dogs, and then one of them had.
Oh, puppies. Okay.
Yeah. Four puppies.
I don't know. You know me with TV. It's like.
It always goes well.
I love making TV money. I just don't love TV. I just don't love the whole thing around it, you know.
Yeah.
It's
like
the drama aspect
like,
of it.
If people would just leave me alone and film me and let me make stuff, then everybody likes it. I don't know and understand why network execs want to come in and like, you know, try to like
they need
change
dirt,
that.
Man.
But
they
you know what? There's
the
there's actually one
sucks.
Network that's really diligently coming after me and wanting me to film and start a new series, and they kind of like I'm like leery of it because they're so like seeing eye to eye with what I like.
It's
like,
almost too
yeah,
too good
it's
to
like,
be true.
Hey, what's the catch? Do I have to be with Honey Boo Boo Child or like? You know, like
I would watch that. I would watch you and Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Well, you guys seem very happy together. We're very happy for you too. Congratulations on the
thanks,
on the
man.
Marriage. And this one's going to last, right, Jesse? This is it.
Yeah. I've never felt like this. You know, it's just like so like it. I don't know. It's everybody else I like valued my time alone and away from them. Like, yeah, it's cool. This one I can't be away from her for
you can't
more
because
than,
she won't allow it? Or you
no,
don't
I just don't. I just like, you know, literally we have not been apart for over a year for more than like 24 hours. And that 24 hours that we do get apart, it's like painful. You know, it's like I just enjoy her company. And then,
all right, let's
we get to spend quality time together on the weekends at the drag races.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty good.
Let's save this tape and hope we never have to bring it out again, ironically. So this weekend, you can say hi to Jesse, say hi to Alexis. They're both going to be out there all weekend long at the Auto Club NHRA Finals Auto Club Raceway at Pomona. By the way, tickets start at just $30. You can buy them in advance and save on the gate prices. Kids 12 and under are free. Every ticket is a pit pass, which means unlimited access in the pits for all ticket holders, and you can get your tickets at nhratix.com. Sounds like a great time this weekend. So nice to have both you guys in on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks,
today.
Guys.
Yeah,
and
thanks
Lisa
for
May.
Having us. Let me live that fantasy.
What's happening?
What's happening? 7.7 K-Rock is KROQ. I started talking and did not turn on my own mic.
Oh, Kevin.
That's what was happening.
Hey, that's the birthday girl. That is Lord and Royals here on the world-famous K-Rock. She is 17 years old today, so congratulations. Dr. Drew on the phone. I don't think we've talked to the good doctor in almost a month here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
It's been about 3 weeks because last time I was here on hold, you just blew me off all of a sudden as I was waiting to go on.
We did. Sorry. Okay. That was Bean.
It was Bean, and Kevin, you're apologizing.
who did we have in studio that we blew you off for? Do you remember, Doc?
Very interesting.
Who was it?
Perry Farrell,
yeah. It was Perry Farrell. You know Perry.
I've been on your show before, so that's good. I understand.
Hey, listen, Dr. Drew, of course, is the co-host of the Love Line show here 5 nights a week on K-Rock. You can catch him on Dr. Drew On Call on HLN Monday through Friday at 6. And then the wide variety of Dr. Drew podcasts. He's got his own. He's got one with Adam Carolla. He's got one with Psycho Mike. You can get all the information at lovelineshow.com or drdrew.com or podcast1.com. Listen, what we want to talk to you about today, Doctor, is right up your alley. You know those teen moms, those girls that you impregnate and then give them a TV show?
I'm listening.
I don't think he impregnates them, Bean.
Caitlin Lowry, is she one of yours? Do you know her?
Caitlin was the one that had, with Tyler, that had the, it's not Caitlin, but Caitlin, right? She had the adopted child. She had her child up for adoption, yes.
I think it might be Caitlin. Maybe I'm saying wrong. Caitlin Lowry is her name. She was on Teen Mom 2, and she did an interview recently that I thought was interesting because I've heard this from other celebrities. She says that she shelled out $200 to have her placenta from the birth of her kid turned into pills. I just paid for my placenta to be encapsulated, she tweeted. Every other mammal in the animal kingdom eats it. So that's her plan, is she is going to eat her own placenta. What the hell's going on, Doc?
I just like the idea that she has to copy what other animals do. Is there anything else she'd like to copy from the animal kingdom? There's many other things she could choose from as well.
Animals also go to the bathroom anywhere they are.
Of course.
Sometimes they eat their young, too.
Very, very often. And so here's the deal.
Is this a thing that's good?
Well, oh, God. So the probability is the reason that animals eat the placenta is because they may be nutritionally deprived. It's hard to get food in the wild, so there's a good source of protein they don't want to waste.
Okay.
So that's probably the reason. However, the advocates of placentaphagia, or placentaphagy it is sometimes called, suggest that it may affect mood. They did do one study where they showed that women reported feeling happier and maybe a little less baby blue. It hasn't been proven to prevent postpartum depression, though those claims are made. It has a high in prostaglandin, so the thinking is that maybe it causes involution of the uterus. So we give those medicines anyway after childbirth, so they don't really need that. There may be some endorphins in there, so again, that might make people feel good.
But would that be short term? Very short term, all of this?
Listen, you're not talking to an advocate here. Just,
yeah.
I agree with you, Lisa. But I'm just saying, just to make the case that people are trying to make out there, these are the kinds of things that they'll point at. And there's no harm, I'll grant you that. And thank God that she had the I'm just thinking, Psycho Mike had placenta like rubbed on him or something.
Yes.
On the Chris Jenner show, right?
On the Chris Jenner show, I saw that, right.
So placenta's making a comeback, basically.
Basically, the placenta pills, apparently the woman's placenta is cleaned, cooked, processed, and then put into capsules to be ingested. It has been gaining in popularity in recent years. But I would guess that anything that you might get out of placenta, Dr. Drew, you could get out of some other pill without going to all the trouble of doing this nonsense, right?
Of course, but it's natural, Dean. It's natural. Come on, all the animal kingdom does it. Natural. They all make it into pills.
January Jones, the actress who plays Betty Draper on Mad Men, credited the pills with helping her to recover more quickly after the birth of her son, Xander.
I'm sorry, but that's almost offensive because how does she, what right. did she do a controlled study? She did one time she had, had a baby, didn't eat the placenta, next time ate the placenta? Oh, come on. And then it's not a real control. You can't actually control for those kinds of things. There's no way she could know whether it helped or not. But placebo is very powerful, and no harm, no foul. If people want to do this, it's a free country. I enjoy.
So there's no downside that you know of?
Not that I can think of.
Also, probably no upside that you know of.
Well, no, the advocates claim that there may be some upside, and the studies are not good, but there's some here and there anecdotal stuff that maybe is a little something-something. So, I see no harm in it. I declared okay, but it's weird to me that we're talking about placenta eating on a day when the mayor of a major city is smoking crack.
Oh, that's the best. You're right.
Yeah, it's funny that story to come up.
You're okay, so guys. Right.
By the way,
well,
we're going to play some of that
smoking crack.
We're going to play some of that tape next half hour for our listeners who are not familiar with the wonderful world of Toronto's Mayor Tom Ford. But has he been the most entertaining thing on your HLN show to talk about this past
yes,
week?
Yes, he has provided a never-ending supply of a good, interesting story and a great example of the disease of addiction.
And they don't have a recall system in Canada, do they?
Listen, you're jumping right for that. No, I don't believe they do, but I think the councilor, city councilor, somebody can ask for him to step down. But again, I don't think they can take him down. Be that as it may, I think the guy deserves. I feel bad for the guy. The guy's got a big problem, and you know it's so funny. There's so much cultural denial in Canada that it's like, hey, he's just a guy who likes drinking the stupor, and he's massively obese, and hey, he smokes a little crack. What's the big deal, guys? Come on. A couple Molson. What's the big deal?
He smokes a little crack.
Dr. Drew is such a downer. Look, his defense for smoking crack is that he was blackout drunk, and that's not good enough for you?
Right. I love that. I love him. He's
that is the best.
He's the best. And it's a great example of denial and obfuscation, which addicts are deeply involved in. But again, be that as much as we joke about the guy, he has a life-threatening illness. It's very serious. I feel sorry for him. I think he needs an opportunity to step down, take care of himself, and then get back to work in a couple months. But I'm not sure he's going to get that chance.
I want to move to Toronto and vote for him.
Dr. Drew, 5 nights a week here on K-Rock on Loveland, of course, HLN every weeknight at 6. And go to drdrew.com, podcast1.com, and get the various podcasts that the doctor is the busiest man in show business. I'm glad we got a chance to catch up with you. We'll do it again in another month. How about that?
If you don't blow me off then, too.
Thanks, Dr. Drew.
Okay, bye.
We just move on to another service, or what do we do, Ralph?
Yeah.
Just get out of this one and move on?
Well, right. Hey, what's going on, you guys? Hey,
nothing.
What are
we talking about? Nothing.
Come up with something.
Just talking about social media.
Yeah. No,
nothing big.
You guys should be on Twitter, man. Twitter's where it's at.
Twitter's over.
Yeah, that
Twitter's
is over.
Twitter's so 5 minutes ago.
That's true.
Why don't you go on MySpace and talk about Twitter, Beam? Go to your MySpace page.
So yesterday we had the guy on from Forbes. We were talking about how $26 is what Twitter was going to open at. Today's its first day trading on the New York Stock Exchange. If you want to buy right now, it's at $45, you guys. That's almost doubled since it went up last night.
Right.
What's up with that?
What's up is if you bought some, you're buying it high.
Right.
And that is not what they say to
do.
No,
absolutely. Buy as high as possible. Then... Then beans living in the street. That's all I
you
care
don't know,
about.
Man. You don't know.
That's all I care about.
You guys are going to be coming to me to borrow money here soon.
Beans
Twitter stock takes off.
If there's something we know about you, it's that you're handing out money.
Can't wait for Bean to try to find vegetarian food in a dumpster. You'd be surprised how quickly he's going to be eating bacon once
hey,
he's
don't
starving,
throw meat in here.
Starving for a couple weeks.
Hey, I'm a stock market mogul now, you guys. Come on.
Pigs aren't so bad. Let's eat those.
I can't wait for future poor Bean.
Adam Carolla joins us next on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
A blossoming bromance in our midst, boys and girls. The best ever. Justin Bieber and David Hasselhoff are now boys.
Really?
Yep.
How did that happen?
Well, it all started with Hasselhoff getting all chapped-assed about a story that was run that was pretty obvious to everyone read. It was a satirical story, one of these fake news sites.
Right.
Story of Hasselhoff reportedly posing for photos of him stripped naked, surrounded by cheese, preserving his modesty with some strategically placed blocks of cheddar and rounds of brie.
Why would that happen ever?
It's a satirical story, Kevin.
Right.
Hasselhoff's a cheesy guy.
So he's taking it seriously?
He's nude, posing with all this cheese, reported this story.
This is a mess.
So he took it seriously and got very upset that they reported it because it wasn't true.
Hey, I didn't pose with cheese.
That's exactly what he tweeted. Cheesy reporting. As I never posed naked surrounding myself with cheese, this reporter is a cheesy liar.
Really?
See what he did there?
Is that the best he could do?
Yes.
Wow.
At least he didn't say he was Hoff crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bieber saw the Hoff's tweet and his distress and then tweeted him. Strange, he tweeted, because I have posed naked surrounded by cheese. I also have had a baby, hired women, gone crazy, spit on people I love. Oh, yeah, and I've died 8 times. See, it's the media, man.
Oh,
it's the media.
It's all the lies.
Then Bieber tweeted, I can't believe or dwell on all the BS. Just got to know your truth. You can't bring us down. And at David Hasselhoff, everyone loved Baywatch. Then Bieber's manager, Scooter,
who's the worst,
chipped in with this tweet. Bieber and Hasselhoff having the best exchange I've ever read in a while. And yes, everyone did love Baywatch. So now apparently they're going to be buddies now because they're coming to each other's aid.
Scooter needs to end it all. He's got his head so far up Bieber's ass.
Scooter's embarrassing.
Scooter has probably made $100 million off of sucking up to Justin Bieber, guys.
Yeah, but at what price, man?
At what price? He lost his soul.
Where's your dignity? That's all you care about now that you got your big Twitter stockholder. All you care about is the bottom line. You don't care about anything else. How about humanity? How about having some self-respect?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He's got nothing.
Nothing.
He doesn't care about
bring
the little
up self-respect, and it's just no answer. Tragic.
I already talked to other stockholders, guys. Sorry.
Speaking
I'm
of
hanging
money.
With a different crowd now.
A different crowd, as if he was hanging with a crowd to begin with.
There's no crowd around Bean.
Speaking of money, the FCC slapped a $25,000 fine on TBS and the Conan O'Brien show.
Because?
Well, here's what they did. And it was, you know, I hate to side with the FCC. They may have a point in this one.
I never do.
They aired a promo back in 2012 that was promoting the night's guest, Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran the emergency signal tones during the spot to get people's attention.
Right.
Oh, no.
You know the sound you hear when they do that test for the emergency broadcasting system on radio and television?
Right.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't an emergency.
It was not an emergency, and you can't do that. It was not part of the emergency alert system.
I'm with Conan.
But they used that code. Mm. And the FCC said...
something like that. Kind of get everybody's attention because that's when they're supposed to come on and then tell you where to, like, run for your life.
Yeah.
Has that happened to any of us in all of our lives? Has it happened for real? No.
Yeah. No.
Whatever.
I think that's why they want to reserve that for actual emergencies. FCC says you can't use that tone for something that's not an actual emergency. It's pretty much black and white against government rules and regulations. This isn't something that's gray area where they have to judge whether you've been obscene or whatever. This is just, don't do that. That's one thing you're not allowed to do.
That was just a long sentence of curse words that Bean was just beeping out.
That's right, yeah.
That's what that was from us.
So, slap with a $25,000 fine. Not a big fine, but a little slap on the wrist for TBS and Conan. While we're talking about television, congratulations to American Horror Story. They got picked up for a fourth season over there on the FX.
That's a good show.
Fox has picked up a new pilot for a TV show. Kevin will like this automatically, just based on the name. The name is Fat Trick. Fat Trick is about a former fat kid in high school who's now a 30-something in-shape mover. And he reconciles with all the old people who made fun of him and bullied him back in school when they called him Fat Trick, even though his name was Patrick.
Where's the outrage there?
Remember when TV shows used to be about something?
Yeah.
Those were good times.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the golden age. A new movie for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a horror movie.
Really? Seems like he's been doing a lot of kids' movies.
Yeah, and a lot of action films.
Sure.
Fast and Furious, of course. He will play a SEAL team member, which is dispatched to battle demons and other supernatural threats until they discover that there's a supernatural force bent on destroying the world. The name of the movie? SEAL Team 666.
I can't believe that hadn't already been taken.
SEAL Team 666.
That's
SEAL Team 666.
That was written by the same people that wrote the Hasselhoff headline, right?
I think so.
Come on.
It's the real deal.
By the way, you're talking about The Rock here, right?
Yeah.
I have trouble paying attention to the show because I got my stock market going here. Let's all remember that The Rock is in with the SEAL Team 6. Remember, he's the guy that broke the news that Osama bin Laden had been killed because of his inside sources with SEAL Team 6.
So that
these are his people.
Allows him to make a horrible movie with a worse title?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's just the Rock and SEAL Team 6 seem to go hand in hand all over the place. That's all. Those are his people.
Go back to your stock watch.
Yeah, why don't you go back to your stock? We were better served when you were watching the ticker tape and not participating in our
conversation. How much money have you already lost?
Is this show still on?
Today's celebrity birthday, singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, 70 years old today. The Rock and SEAL Team 6, they know each other.
They go together well.
Thanks for the addition.
What I'm saying is, I mean, his interest in SEAL Team 6 because those are his boys. That's all I'm saying.
Actor Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch is 56 years old today. The acting twins of Jeremy and Jason London celebrate their 41st birthday. Yunjin Kim from Lost, and currently can be seen in Mistresses, 40 years old today. And singer Lorde celebrates her 17th birthday today. Don't get her a diamond wristwatch or a tiger on a leash or a diamond or a Maybach or anything. Don't get her anything. She doesn't want it.
I have to take the tiger back?
Yes.
Oh.
She just wants to be your ruler. I got 12 inches for her if she wants a ruler. You know what I'm saying?
I do, but it's absurdly dumb.
You know what I'm saying about rulers?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Yep.
Here.
Yeah, that thing is on.
Yep.
You sure?
It's on still, unfortunately.
I'm going to check my stock. I'm Ralph Kern, and I walk the show this week.
Don't forget, at krock.com today at 11:45 a.m. this morning, just before noon, you can check out the live performance by Blink-182 at the Red Bull Sound Space.
So I love those guys so much.
Check it out at krock.com.
The world was a darker place in those 4 years that they were broken up, wasn't it? I'm so happy they're back together and getting along, and they just make people feel good. Hey, Adam Carolla, as you know, is a Mangria mogul. You get a chance to meet the Ace Man in person this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Manhattan Beach BevMo, and then the following Friday, November 15th at 5 p.m. at the Ventura BevMo. And Adam Carolla Live is going to be doing his podcast at Borderline in Thousand Oaks. That's coming up next Friday, November 15th at 8. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets just $25, available at BorderlineEnt.com. Ace Man, how you been, dude?
Yeah, I was at the Glendora BevMo last week, which sounds like the name of a heavyset woman of color.
Glendora BevMo.
Three jobs, raised 11 kids on her own. Salt of the earth.
Before we get into This Week in Rage, Adam, I also want to mention that you are in production right now on your new TV show called Catch a Contractor. It's going to be premiering on the Spite Network next spring. And I've heard you say on the podcast before, you're looking for people who have been screwed over by their contractor. And then what do? You go in and kind of fix up whatever the person behind them screwed up?
Well, we find the contractor, and we basically catch them. And
you kill them, right?
We kill them. We stuff them. Right. I mount them. We bring them back to fix what they screwed up.
I like it.
Confront the homeowner, which is wildly uncomfortable.
I bet it is. You can go to catchacontractor.com to apply or to get more information. Adam Carolla is here. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and working my way up to number 1. You know, I talk about the pussification of America over and over again, but I always use sports as the last bastion of where, you know, it didn't creep in, but now it has creeped in. As you know, there's this Richie Incognito thing going on with the bullying in the NFL. And
it has creeped in with the Dolphins, yeah.
You got a 320-pound, 6'5" guy who's been bullied off the team. Everyone's talking about that. The bigger problem was the Sox winning the World Series. The best player, the MVP, and the biggest dude out on that diamond, David Ortiz, is going out there to celebrate, and he's wearing a snowboarding helmet and ski goggles because there's champagne in the air, everybody. He's a 240-pound man. He has to wear a helmet and goggles to celebrate.
Can you believe what's going on? A guy can't get hit with champagne anymore without getting a detached retina. Is that how all the guys went back in the day? And by the way, let me explain the novelty of shaking up champagne and spraying it on somebody. If they're wearing a rain slicker, goggles, gloves, and the entire locker room has been covered in plastic, it's no fun.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you're going to egg the principal's house, but the principal's covered his house in plastic, it's no fun.
Yeah, that does take the fun right out of it.
That's the whole thing. The whole deal is you are spraying champagne. It's getting on the carpet. It's getting in the suits. It's getting into Big Poppy's fro. If he's dipped in plastic and covered in a helmet and covered in goggles, it's no good anymore.
That is hilarious.
So now you have all these guys wearing ski goggles and crash helmets in there celebrating with their champagne bottles. Were there instances like, was Carl Yastrzemski killed? I mean, who died? What were the big name players who were killed by flying champagne bottles?
I don't think there were any.
Did it end Steve Garvey's career?
I don't think so.
I think the point is that 100 years of other men have been able to celebrate in the locker room after a World Series win and have walked out just fine, Adam.
And there's something fun watching a guy being interviewed by Vin Scully and seeing another guy dump champagne over his hair.
Agreed.
Not his helmet.
Agreed.
All right, this is a very sad state. You know what, and it just got sadder at the Corolla house because I was sitting around on a Sunday watching some catfish, as I'm apt to do, because you can pause it and yell at the TV set every 10 minutes. Stupid, I can't believe it. She wouldn't Instagram you. What's going on? There's no Facebook. What's going on? She lives 4 miles. She lives in the same apartment unit you're in. Oh, my God, you guys have never met? And I was watching that, yelling at the TV set, and I noticed every dude on Catfish, all the two dudes wear bracelets. Everyone wears a bracelet. And this is something that's been driving me insane. And then my son walked in, and he's wearing a bracelet.
Oh, how do you do? What do you do with that?
Well, I wrestled him down to the ground. We started wrestling, and his bracelet fell off. And I said, oh, little boy, look at that. Your bracelet fell off. Oh, that must be Natalia's bracelet, because a little boy wouldn't wear a bracelet. And then I pointed at him, and he's wearing a necklace. And I said to him, I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to snatch that necklace your girlfriend got you. And he paused, and he looked at me very seriously, and he said, my boyfriend got me this necklace. And I thought, all is right in the universe.
He wins.
And last but not least, I've always said we are caught in between a mechanized world, a world that does everything for you, and one where we're still on sort of manual time. Meaning, you go to the bathroom at the airport, you try to flush the toilet, but you can't flush the toilet because it's got the magic eye.
Right.
There's no more handle anymore.
Right.
And then you go to the sink, and you try to wash your hands, and you're looking for the handle, but there's nothing there. So you're just waving your hand over the magic eye, and there's nothing there. But if you get a little water. And now you go to the towel dispenser, and you start waving your hand around again, and nothing happens because there's a handle on it that you're not compressing. Well, which is it? Do we do the handles, or is everything just automated? And this happens to me now every year with the clocks, because whenever we have to spring forward or fall back, half of the clocks in my house change automatically.
Right.
Half do not.
Right.
They either need to all be automatic or all just have my wife change them all. But the 50-50 thing is leaving me in a no man's zone. I don't know where I am.
Can't figure it out?
And
then the next morning, which one is right?
Which one is right? I woke up the next morning wildly disoriented. But it is weird. There's a $19 clock that sits in my bathroom that changes automatically. The one in eight, my $95,000 Jaguar, no can do. I got a seat warmer for you. I can defrost the outside mirrors, but I cannot change my clock.
Well, Adam, you won't be surprised to know in all the years we've all worked at K-Rock that twice a year we come in to do our morning show on the day after the time change and every clock at the radio station is wrong. We have engineers that don't come in and change the clocks, and none of them change themselves. We just have to just deal with it.
It is like Christmas lights, though. Once you get to a certain point Once you get 4 or 5 months down the road, leave them up. Right. Closer to Christmas than you are further from
it. Just don't change your clock. Just understand it.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. AdamCarolla.com is where you go for all the information about the podcast, about the movie, about the TV show, and, of course, the Mangria Tastes Meet and Greet at the BevMo locations all over California, including this Saturday at 5 at the Manhattan Beach store. Ace Man, great to talk to you, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Love it.
Six point seven K Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:41.
I have a question for you, Ralph Garman.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
We were talking about the mayor of Toronto. That his excuse is that he was blacked out. That's Toronto-y. Why he spoke. And Lisa was saying, no matter how drunk she's ever been in her life, she would never accidentally or unknowingly smoke crack cocaine.
Just wouldn't happen.
No, that wouldn't happen. Just crazy talk, Lisa.
It's not.
I was just wondering because
you've been as drunk. Before I would be that drunk.
You've been as drunk as anyone who lived to tell about it, Ralph.
Yes.
Has there ever been something so unbelievable that you did when you were drunk that you just couldn't imagine that you would have done it?
It's hard to say because
you don't remember.
There are giant blackouts.
I would guess that
throughout
this,
my drinking career, that I guess I could have done anything and not known. I could have woken up with a bloody axe in my hand and not known who was the recipient of that axe.
But I would guess that this is a guy who smoked crack before.
Oh yeah, his is obviously an attempt at having a excuse.
He's just looking for an excuse, right?
He's the best mayor ever.
Yeah,
let's do that.
I don't doubt you could do anything really against
that's
your
what I think.
Nature. Sometimes you're. As they say, your id gets washed away and the ego is just fully present when you're loaded. And sometimes you might act against your better judgment, but maybe it's a part of your personality that's predisposed to do something anyway. But I don't think you could really do something against your nature.
I think it would be an outstanding Kevin Bean phone-in topic, though. Things that listeners did while they were drunk that they were stunned to find out afterwards.
Yeah, that would be good.
Dave tells me that he once threw knives at a friend while he was wasted. He could not believe when he found out afterwards that he'd done that.
But Dave does an enormous amount of douchebaggery while he's sober. So I
Dave would
see
do that
happening.
Sober.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Why. Yeah, I hear you. All right, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Imagine what Kevin's done.
How dare you?
Paw the bus.
Kevin strikes me as a guy, there's not much difference between what he does when he's drunk and what he does when he's sober.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's pretty true.
Today's just such a geek-tastic day. I have to give you all the latest and greatest geek news. First of all, great deal struck between Netflix and the Walt Disney Company, owners, of course, of the Marvel franchise now. They're going to bring us 4 new individual live-action superhero TV shows on Netflix, and then all those shows are going to feed into a mini-series, combination mini-series of all those characters getting together. That is great news for comics.
I'm sorry, I don't speak geek.
People have been wondering for some time when we're going to see the return of Daredevil. They tried to jumpstart the big-screen franchise of Daredevil with that Ben Affleck movie years ago.
How'd that work out?
Not so well. It was not a good film. They've decided to bring him to the small screen. Daredevil will be one of the characters that gets his own 13-episode series on Netflix.
What is a nerd?
Three other characters. Jessica Jones.
Oh, I love Jessica Jones. So sexy. I want to have sex with her. Comic book sex.
Yeah.
Iron Fist.
Hey!
The deadly dangerous Iron Fist. They got to give him a new costume because he wears a big yellow bandana with the eyes cut out. And
That's it.
Like a green gi. It's very colorful. It might be a little embarrassing in live action. And of course, Luke Cage, one of the original African American superhero characters from Marvel. Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, gets his own series as well. And then those four characters are going to run across each other in a mini series event that reimagines the Defenders, which is another Marvel Dream Team, a la the Avengers, the Defenders. They're going to be getting together.
This sounds like the B team. This sounds like the JV. No?
That's pearls before swine here.
Yeah.
All this news. Also good geek news. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be doing a special Thor crossover episode after Thor the Dark World comes out. The November 19th episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. will pick up where the film left off and chronicle the events that happened in the feature film Thor the Dark World.
Ralph certainly has a lot of imagination.
Coulson and his agents will then pick up the pieces that Thor leaves behind.
I like it.
Wish they'd done that with Man of Steel. Save some of those people in Metropolis and they'll die with those buildings on them. And this is a lesser geek news, maybe not as exciting, but Gene Simmons of Kiss claims he's been offered the role of the Green Goblin in the Broadway musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
No.
That's the show that kills people, right?
Yeah, that sure is.
All right.
The deadly show. The dangerous show of all. This summer on A&E. No word yet as whether he will accept the role or whether he was even really offered it. Who knows with Gene? When he puts something out there, it's self-promotion at best. So take it with a grain of salt. Could be cool, though. Don't you think?
Kevin. I don't believe for a million years that he's in even consideration for the roles. He's too old to play that.
Why do you say that?
Because he just is. Because he's
too old?
He's just old and doesn't seem like he moves that well. And he's a terrible actor, by the way. Let's not forget talking about the Broadway stage. He's a horrible actor.
But he's not, if you consider the role of a big, bombastic Broadway stage comic book villain. I mean, he's not being asked to play Othello here. It's the Green Goblin. It's a guy in crazy makeup who's very theatrical and very over the top. And I think Gene could easily pull that off.
Don't you think there are a million people who would be better for that role than Gene Simmons, though?
I think it's in the best interest of that particular production
to sell more tickets.
A name of a celebrity, the type of Gene Simmons. You get KISS fans coming out to see him on a Broadway show. I think it's genius casting. They've been doing this for years with Chicago, especially. Chicago now looks just like an episode of Love Boat. You never know who's going to star in it. Like Billy Ray Cyrus has had a turn on there. And they just plug people into that show left and right because it brings in tickets.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
And look, they do this with the Spider-Man character. They've got a ton of actors dressed in the costume who do all the difficult stunts, the wire work and everything. And there's one guy who sings and acts the role. They could easily do that with Green Goblin if it needed to be.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
I don't see him also.
Imagine that tongue sticking out of the Green Goblin would look awesome.
I don't see him also as fitting into a cast of characters. Like, it doesn't seem like he could be in the background a little bit.
And I don't
let
see
other
him
people shine.
Taking the kind of money they pay you on Broadway.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, too.
We're rejecting this totally.
It's eight shows a week, you know? You got to live in New York City. It's grueling work.
We say no.
But there are a lot of women in New York City, though.
Good point. We say yes.
You could leave Shannon behind here in California and go to New York for 6 months. Just to work his way through the population. Congratulations to Arcade Fire. Their new album debuted this week in the Billboard 200 Albums chart at number one. Reflector is number one. Number two on that list is Katy Perry's Prism album. Did you hear, by the way, that they're having to open and inspect all the Prism CDs that are going to on sale in Australia?
No, why?
Because some of them come with a promotional packet of seeds.
Right.
That you plant and then an inspirational plant grows.
Right.
Australia is always very concerned, being an island nation, of having any sort of flora or fauna that is not indigenous to their country because it really screws up their ecosystem.
What a crappy job to open up every CD that comes in.
So they're all being inspected because they don't want some strange new plant to come in and kill the koala population or something, whatever, you know, craziness happens. But they've had problems like that before. So they have to be very careful that Katy Perry's not infecting their country.
That's a bad job.
It is. Kelly Clarkson's Christmas CD, Wrapped in Red, and its debut was third on the list of the top 200. Then come the Robertson family. That's right.
Yeah.
Duck the Halls, the Duck Dynasty Christmas album, debuted at number four this week.
God damn it, no! No! No!
Sorry, dude.
And then Drake has the number five slot with Nothing Was the Same, his album.
Get the raging Cajun redneck Christmas dancing Santa. Out in the yard, joy to the world, road on the roof, we ain't got much, but we work real hard.
We got moonshine in a stocking. We killed Santa coming down the chimney, thought he was a black guy, so we shot him.
I'm not sure that's how it goes.
That's their hit, that's their hit. Who's the pig this time? Is it you, Si?
I'm getting that album.
I think you'd enjoy that. It looks like the cast of Jurassic World, the fourth in the dinosaur franchise, is starting to firm up. The male lead looks like Josh Brolin is in talks. Jason Schwartzman also in talks to perhaps be in that cast.
Love him.
Jeff Goldblum, who was in the first and second Jurassic Park films, may or may not be making an appearance. Looks like Bryce Dallas Howard will be added to the cast of the film.
I'm going to have to defer to you guys on this, but because I've never seen any of these movies. But do we need a fourth Jurassic Park film? Is that something that the fans are clamoring for?
They're pretty fun.
That's really just what I was going to say. They are really fun if it's well done. Yeah.
And Spielberg's on board. You know,
even though two and three weren't as good.
Not nearly as good, but just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a monster movie, basically.
If it's done well, I'd say yeah.
Yeah, and Spielberg's on board. So
yeah. I'm in.
I think it could be fun. And it's been long enough. I'd like to see another one. Today's celebrity birthdays. Joni Mitchell, singer and songwriter, is 70 years old today.
Peppy little gal.
She is not. She is, she was Morrissey before Morrissey was. Let's put it that way. She's a bit of a downer. Christopher Knight, 56 years old today. The London twins, Jeremy and Jason, both actors, 41 years old today. Yunjin Kim from Lost and from Mistresses, now on ABC. She is 40 years old. And the singer, Lord, with her smash hit Royals, of course, 17 years old today. Just turned 17. You know what you don't see her do? Graffitiing on buildings or getting hookers in Brazil or spitting on fans from a balcony or getting a water bottle thrown at her.
That's true.
You know,
None of that.
Like she does is she writes really good songs and sings them.
Just gets on stage and sings.
I don't believe this.
There she is. There's Lord now.
She really does love the Chinese food.
You may be mistaken. I do not believe. Ciao, my main. I don't believe that is the work of Lord. I believe that may be.
I've got it. I got the one you were looking
Allison.
For, Kevin.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. Also, Lord, right? Gold, as I believe.
Those lyrics are shaky at best.
Well, you can't deny them. Kevin.
That's true. They are.
They do speak to me. I mean, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
One does follow the other.
That's real talk right there,
that's
man.
Science.
It is. It's the newest Arc Music Factory sensation. Let's try to talk Patrice Wilson into writing a song for Sam the Armenian Comedian.
That's awesome.
Let's pull him aside and say, you want bad? You don't know bad.
We'll give you bad.
You just take your little girl and your Thanksgiving and your Friday and all your crappy songs. You want some eyes? You want some YouTube eyes? Write a song for this cat.
Let's see what you got. Let's see how you can turn this guy into.
That's right. We'll give you $5,000. Make this guy a video.
We would totally give him $5,000 to make a Sam video.
In a heartbeat.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, we're just trying to promote you.
Producer Dave, did you make the call? Did you try to get a hold of our little friend Patrice to come on, please?
You're so cute how you think he's listening.
Yeah, you're adorable. There's a reason why I go in the office and he goes, did you hear Lady Gaga's going to sing in space? I said, yeah, Dave, I just did that story 30 seconds ago.
Why is Dave not listening to our show?
He never listens, Dean. He says he's working, and we don't know what
Very
he does.
Very busy finding panda pictures on the internet.
So it's a big waste of time asking him a question on the air. Okay.
Yes.
Not my fault.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a recorded piece of tape. He's not even...
I'm listening to mock him.
He's still not listening.
No, we've been screaming his name on the air now for 5 minutes. Not paying any attention.
Say something or you're fired.
What?
All right.
There we go.
Good enough.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new show. It's Friday. We got the movie beat. We're going to talk to people who finished your Christmas shopping. F you, first of all.
Wow.
And
now?
We're going to talk to you.
Are done now?
Yeah, are finished.
Oh, God.
Because Bean's been purchasing. I don't know if you guys know or not, but he's been... He's got a head start on all of us.
Are we all getting Twitter stock?
That's correct.
Oh, good.
Cousin Sal will be here tomorrow. Brand new internet roundup. We've got Emil Hirsch in the studio talking about the motel life. And we've got tickets for the Hunger Games Catching Fire tomorrow morning on an all-new.